Hey, everybody. Welcome back to what we do here, that we haven't done here in a while because I'm old and out of touch.
I think hardware failures affect everyone of all ages.
Yeah, but people who are young and hip and with it, you know, people who aren't old and out of touch, can fix their own goddamn computers. Boy, I can't.
You've tried a bunch of different things.
I know, and none of them worked. Thus, my failure.
If this were a cave... You went out and bought floppy disks.
I know. I went to Target.
If only you had bought it, AppleCare.
Surprising news. They sell floppy disks at Target.
Wow, that's weird.
I went and I asked the guy, I'm like, yeah, I walked into the electronics section and the guy there was like, what do you need? And I'm like, floppy disks. And he said, over here. And we started walking and he turned around. He's like, wait, 5 1/4 inch, right? And I said, ha, 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 because it was a funny joke. But the thing is...
Did they actually have 5 1/4 inch?
That was kind of like if one dinosaur was older than another dinosaur, and you said, hey, can I have a dinosaur? And then, you know, he assumes that you know, that you're talking about the newer dinosaur.
But they actually had it.
They didn't have 5 1/4 inch.
I know, but they actually had a dinosaur.
That's true. They did have a dinosaur. It's weird. KMD points out, aren't I on the cutting edge of the internet? Yes, I am on the cutting edge of the internet. It is my job to be on literally the cutting edge of the internet. The edge that is so cutting that no games journalist would dare describe what we do as necromancy.
I was hoping that he was referring to
some necromancy. Those that you were hoping that he could see the future. Yeah. I wish. Oh man, I bet I could go in when I'm editing the show for upload. I bet I could go in and add some sweet echoes to that. Yeah.
I think adding that in post is much harder than just doing it live.
You know what I'm gonna need when we start, like say the show that I want to do with the pretentious artist.
Yeah.
I'm really gonna need some way to signal myself when I'm looking at the waveform of the show, when I'm looking at like the peaks readout in the audio editor, to be able to tell. What I need is like an air horn to just blast into the microphone.
Why not
for
just
like 2 or 3
like
seconds?
A square wave generator or something, that would be visible and obvious.
What could you just go your, because air horns are fun. I think boop wouldn't
They're
work because
we fun for everyone that isn't in the room.
Yeah, but you're not going to be there. What do you care?
Okay.
Sure. That's right. You're not invited onto our new podcast.
Cool.
Jerk.
Yeah, what kind of relationship advice can I give?
It's not just going to be relationship advice. It's going to be all kinds of advice. Yeah, you'd give fucked up relationship advice at this point. The most important thing, buddy, is you don't fuck the hot beer girl at Whole Foods. That's the only advice you could ever give.
It's worked out pretty well for me so far.
You'd probably also constantly be contradicting my advice and telling people to fuck as few high school girls as possible.
It depends on how old they are and how old you are at the time.
What like, is the difference does it make how old I am whether or not somebody else should fuck a bunch of high school girls?
What?
Oh, because I'm if I was like 60, it would be creepy for me to watch. Like right now, it's okay, but if I were older, it wouldn't be okay.
Yeah,
I get it.
So, sadly, when you said it'd be okay for me to watch, the first thing I thought of was like, oh yeah, you could just build a glass barrier between you and what was going on.
Yeah, Hot Stuff has a Minecraft problem. Wow, this booze that I took from you for free is kind of terrible.
Did I not say I don't think you're going to like it?
Huh. No, I
didn't
hear you
say that. And then you poured yourself a giant glass of it.
Maybe you said that. Maybe.
I was like, I don't think you're going to like it.
But it's booze.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a honey liqueur.
Have you been, guys? Have you been doing anything other than playing Minecraft? Yeah, you know what?
I actually played about 2 or 3 hours worth of Planescape.
Planescape?
Oh. Yeah.
Is that like Minecraft?
Did you buy it on good old
2D?
Games?
Yes,
or did you just...
I did.
Neat. Did it work?
Yeah, it runs really well under crossover, although I can't run the patch that makes it widescreen.
Oh. Right. Yeah, you know what? You're playing it the way God and Chris Avellone intended.
I figured that was okay.
The widescreen would be nice. I never got it working without it fucking up all the interface elements. Any of you listeners who haven't played Planescape Torment, play Planescape Torment.
Including me, as a listener of sorts.
You're listening.
Yeah.
You're sort of listening.
Have you got...
I'm drinking. I don't have any Windows of
you don't
anything
have,
at all.
You don't have crossover yet.
You don't have any
crossover
Windows except any...
You should jump in and get
that.
There's a
you
ton
know,
of stuff that I found it very useful.
I am very, very slowly embracing the future past of the internet. I, you know, just today made a Facebook page
Fuck.
Yeah, Facebook is... I also today started using Facebook, all because Alec Mir said so. He said that we're fucking idiots.
Facebook,
it's not just because
of
that.
It's just kind of awful.
I also, because I watched The Social Network, which was pretty good.
Yeah.
That movie was pretty good. You know, we saw the preview, and you
were like,
man,
that looks
great. I really want to see that. And I turned to you and was like, whatever, faggot.
I think you...
And then I went
I think you actually did say that.
That's probably... That sounds
just,
like me.
You know, just going by the odds.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's usually what I say. Said that, just yeah. under whatever circumstances. Boy.
Yeah, the new... Like, you know, I clearly am several years out of date here in sort of signing up for Facebook now, but the New User experience was kind of baffling and obnoxious.
Mine was especially.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody,
you had a really fucked up situation.
Somebody signed up for a Facebook account using my email address like 6 months ago, and one of the emails I got was like, if this isn't you, click here. And I clicked there, and it was like, cool, thanks. And I was like, oh, great. Guess that's dealt with. And then when I went to sign up for a Facebook account, it was like, your email address has been disabled. For help, email disabled@facebook.com. So I emailed Facebook, or disabled@facebook.com, got an auto reply saying, we will not read or respond to your request. If your email address is disabled, use a different email address.
Which, okay,
awesome.
so then, but like the way that you find people on Facebook is by having their email address 95% of the time, right? So now you are just blocked off.
You know,
from
you
a
saying that something
people.
Is true 95% of the time, that's a solipsistic argument.
Only, I'm not sure that that's even
well,
the
that's
case 100% anyway, because
true.
Otherwise how would people always find all their old high school
no,
buddies?
Well,
stuff?
No, you can definitely
those are in
find
the 5%. 5% of the people on Earth are your old high school buddies.
Because most of the people on Facebook just let them like use their little email address book, and it like finds all of the people in your email address book and like asks them all to be friends.
You know, there is an alarming amount of like weird cross-site security
stuff going
flagrant
on.
Flagrant violation. Like, the other day, I was messing with our Amazon donation account, and I was like, hi, you know, there's been money going into there. Maybe we should figure out how to get the money out of it in case we want to use it to pay our employees or something.
Yeah, you're tired of paying us all in, like, books.
Yeah, yeah, I'm running out of stuff to pay you with. It's just stuff from your wish lists are dwindling. I could probably get away with paying Riff just by buying him stuff from Amazon because I'd just be cutting out the middleman. Yeah. Be paying less unemployment tax, which is good for everyone. When I pay less unemployment tax, the terrorists have already been defeated. So when I went to add the company's bank account to Amazon, there was a little window that popped up. Not even a window. There was a little thing on the page that was like, hey, we noticed by the routing number that this is a Bank of America account. If you type your Bank of America online banking username and password into this form on Amazon, we can verify that account immediately. And I was like, for all of the trouble that people go through, for all the trouble that organizations go to protect people from phishing, which, you know, is apparently a pretty serious problem these days, like, how the fuck did anyone approve that process?
Yeah, man.
Like, it's crazy. It is crazy to me, the idea that anyone who knew anything and was building these sites would want to encourage people to type another site's username and password into there. Like, making it so that is okay is just a huge, like, expectation ruiner for people. Why do you drink the, like, it? Do you keep this around in case some, like, 9-year-old girls come over and want to get drunk?
Yes.
What is this? What is it?
It is honey liqueur. I told you that you probably. I had some
mead?
At Max Fun Con. It's kind of like mead.
Last time I drank mead, it tasted like drinking the juice out of a jar of sweet pickles.
Huh.
Yeah, that sounds gross.
That sounds good,
actually.
It was
pretty gross.
Unless you're drinking it out of someone's butt.
This is... God. But this is more like drinking fermented honey.
Out of someone's butt?
No. Stop with your butt drinking.
Well, I found out on Wikipedia about a new and useful source of pornography. This is actually the truth. Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, no, just an additional source of pornography for my phone. But apparently, because of Apple's stance on, you know, not letting Flash video play on the iPhone, all of the like free web-based porn sites, which let me go off on another old man rant. You know, when we were lads, remember all the effort we had to go to get pornography?
No,
you don't. Yeah. You're so gay that you could get pornography
tearing
just by looking at other dudes.
Tearing pages out of the Sears catalog and shit.
Yeah. Tearing pages out of the Sears catalog
mom,
to use as
my
wampum.
Mom got Victoria's Secret catalogs. So that was something.
Oh. Well, I guess for somebody with a super hot mom, it would have been a slightly different proposition.
And then...
I know I always come up with a slightly different proposition when it's time for me to talk to your super hot mom.
And then my dad also bought porn magazines, which he kept, like, in the bathroom. So,
like just in the medicine cabinet? Next to the medicine?
Yeah.
That's medicine for a different kind of problem.
So it was just like,
That's medicine for being bored with your wife's disease.
I did not have this barrier to entry that a lot of other, like, high school kids had or whatever, grade school kids had.
Entry.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah, apparently they switched formats, like uporn switched formats, and now
to
works
the HTML5 video format.
Yeah, works
what,
on the iPhone.
What is the HTML5 video format?
It's an H followed by some numbers.
H264?
That's what I know. Yeah, maybe so.
H something?
F. 451. Maybe. That's the temperature at which books are hot.
Yeah. The type of paper doesn't matter. It's just all paper just burns at 451 degrees.
I think that's probably an average. He probably did a study.
Yeah.
But it wasn't science unless he gathered the data himself.
Well, no, it wasn't science unless he formed the hypothesis first. Because gathering the data yourself without a hypothesis is also not science.
Well, sure, yeah. But, I mean, it's especially not science. If you use somebody else's... If you look at somebody else's data, form a hypothesis, and then use their data that was gathered last year to prove your hypothesis, not science. Sorry.
All right.
Tell your bullshit non-scientist friends that they're bullshit. Like anyone would believe that psychology was a science anyway. It's funny because I have a psychology degree, and now everyone who has access to Facebook knows that about me. Did you try searching for me by psychology, asshole?
Okay, so knowing your name, your college, and your town, I could not find you on Facebook.
So this is germane to the show that we're doing here. Let me tell you why. Because... Because
we're porting KOL to Facebook.
Yes. Yes, we're moving... No, we're moving KOL.
We're moving KOL to Facebook.
We are moving KOL to Facebook.
The service that we have come to despise over the past half a day.
So somehow since the last time I looked at the Twitter, we got like 150 new followers.
Huh.
So I don't know what that's all about.
It's people making Twitter multis.
Azu wrote, and for those of you listening to this in the archive, you'll have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, but wow, I haven't heard Girl in non-remix form in forever! And Naked Jew also writes, my first time listening live in over a year, and you open with Beck Girl. Nothing has changed, except it was the original version of Beck Girl. Data Vortex says, talk about Facebook and Rock Paper Shotgun, please. And then in the forum thread, Stupak had written, first you wrote, how big was the fire last week? How'd you manage to put it out? I home it involved limoncello. And I think you mean hope. And I almost just did what Hot Stuff always wants me to do, which is adjust the mix without calling attention to the fact that I've been instructed to adjust the mix. See, I think our home listeners like getting a peek into our process.
If it were interesting in any way...
I just slightly reduced the volume of my microphone. How is that not it? I am rapt. I am rapt.
You're a raptor?
I am experiencing rapture.
Yeah. You were eaten by raptors.
I hadn't actually thought about that before. Like, is rapture the
rapt and rapture?
Yeah, like
they're probably
the property of being rapt.
Because
they
Christmas.
Say the rapture, you know, is like the sort of like Christian apocalypse or whatever. It's like the Jesus apocalypse. Jokelhaupts. Jokelhaupts does not mean... I thought that Jokelhaupts was a word that meant like apocalypse.
Isn't that the Juggalo apocalypse?
Yes, it's the Juggalocalypse.
Can't juggle 18 things!
I can understand why I thought that... my introduction to the word Jokelhaupts was from Magic the Gathering's Ice Age expansion, where there was a thing called Jokelhaupts, which destroyed all land. So I think maybe it was equivalent to the magic card Armageddon, which caused me to believe that the word meant the same thing as the word Armageddon. Which, you know, that was how I thought the world worked. I thought that Richard Garfield and his team of expert scientists determined what
things
meant
Richard Garfield.
And taught us He is a doctor. They taught us by releasing Magic the Gathering expansions.
And how Mondays are bad and lasagna is delicious.
Okay. So, Jokelhaupts, and I looked it up, and it's something like a combination earthquake, blizzard, volcano tsunami or something.
Whoa.
It's like some crazy thing that like you wouldn't even think
that
was
happens.
Possible, but it's awesome.
Wait, that happens in the world?
I think it happens maybe in, Yggdrasil. Is that, that's the world, right? Like Midgard. Midgard is the world.
Wait, which world?
Midgard is the world.
Our world?
Right? Midgard is like the prime material plane, right? Like Midgard is, Midgard is the real world.
Hmm.
I think. Right? And then there's Asgard, which is the butt part of the world. And, Titsgard. Which is the lady part of the world.
Is there anything geekier than attempting to describe what Midgard is by calling it the prime material plane?
I don't think so. I remember once saying something about the prime material plane and how apparently every time you say prime material plane to describe the real world, there is one guy in the room that will look at you and grin and then make a comment about what a dork you are.
It's true.
Yeah. And Riff, you look around and don't see that guy. You're that guy.
Dude.
What the fuck were we talking about?
I don't even know anymore.
I know, man. I've had so much of these fruity girl drinks that... You know, I'm going to drink it, because I poured it, and I don't want it to go to waste.
It's
just very sweet.
It's
not
super sweet. I like sweet alcohol. You know that about me.
God, it is like drinking a candy bar.
You are...
It is like drinking Bitto honey.
Yeah, that is true. It is like drinking
Bitto honey. No, it seriously tastes exactly like Bitto honey. Except this is sweeter than Bitto honey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You take a tiny little sip, and then you drink some water, and it's pretty good.
But I don't have water. I only have beer.
Get some water.
I think I have some Sam Adams Oktoberfest from 2 or perhaps 3 Octobers ago.
No.
Yes.
Is that... I thought you bought it new.
No. No, this came from a box that was on the counter. I don't know, man.
Wow.
And I'm sure it's fine. So every once in a while when I go down to my mom's, there'll be some, like, for brewery fresh taste, drink by the month poked out on this notch on the side of the label. That was a terrible sentence.
Yeah.
And it was like, June 2006. You know, and it's fine. You know, it's still brewery fresh as far as I'm concerned.
Brewery fresh?
Stupak asked how big the fire was last week. The fire was tiny and inside the hard drive of the broadcast machine. I don't know if that's what he's talking about or not. How'd you manage to put it out? I fucking didn't. We're broadcasting.
Oh, no, two computers are not on fire. I think that's what I said.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was messy, man. Zly's desktop.
Yeah, we had
like
three or four computer
bad
failures.
Bad RAM. I think it was just two.
Oh, I guess, okay, I was having...
You were having computer
problems.
You're always having computer
troubles.
Problems,
not always, no. I was just having...
Sometimes, though. Definitely sometimes.
Like, I spent, I think, probably 12 hours burning the contents of a DVD. It took fucking forever, and then by the time I got it done, the person I was burning it for was like, oh, yeah, I just downloaded it from the internet.
Cool.
I kind of stopped and was like... I just kind of wanted to...
Did you flip out?
I did not flip out.
Did you throw a fit?
I was kind of angry, though.
Did you pitch a fit?
I did not.
Did you pitch a tent?
I did not.
Did you pitch a tent looking at YouPorn on your iPhone?
No.
I accidentally found porn... Hot stuff. I accidentally found porn when I was looking at an encyclopedia. How is that... Like, this...
Were you looking at the article for porn?
No. No, I was looking at the article for iPad. This is the future. You know, and the future's pretty good.
Oh, you were trying to find out when the product cycle was.
Yeah. Because we finally got our square... This is also germane to the business that we're in. We finally got our little dongle.
Yeah.
You even posted to the Twitter about it.
I did. I'm pretty excited about that, because it's like...
You do get pretty excited about dongles.
Goals. The idea of being able to take credit card payments as payment between two people is... I think potentially, you know, a big
revolutionary.
Deal.
Are you going to say revolutionary?
A big deal.
Are you going to say it's a revolution?
People could just stop carrying cash. You know?
I guess.
Right?
I've already stopped.
You haven't, though.
No, I haven't.
You have a bunch of cash.
No, I was lying. I don't even know why I said that. It wasn't funny.
I carry cash, and I use it very, very infrequently.
You carry it. You have a coin purse.
No. I have... I don't at all, actually. One of the things... I talked about this a little bit. No. One of the things we've talked about in the past is that the U.S. Mint wants...
It's a coin purse.
The U.S. Mint wants to stop making $1 bills, and they'd rather switch to dollar coins. Mm-hmm. Right? And I am totally happy to help them in this endeavor. I think that's cool. But I hate having a pocket full of change. So what I've taken to doing is taking a bunch of $1 coins and taping them together... And then you can like fold it up in different configurations, and then you have just like a little...
Ooh, you make like a puzzle.
Yeah.
So you say, all right, so if you want me to pay you for this product or service that you've just rendered, you're going to have to figure out how to fold this Jacob's Ladder of coins such that all the coins are facing the same direction.
Yeah.
And then while they're trying to figure it out, you punch them, take the coins back, and run away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good racket you've figured out there. So I've been using those... I also bought some dollar coins from the Mint. I'm not even abusing it. You're a dirty exploiter, so you're getting free money out of this process.
Oh, I am.
I don't have any credit.
Wow, you didn't... Like, you... Why didn't you have me buy it for you?
I don't know. There's a limit.
Yeah,
buy some more. I told you to buy some for me, and then you were like, no.
What do you mean, no? You didn't ask me to buy you any?
Yes, I did.
You did not.
I did.
You did not.
I think we were on the radio, so the listeners can tell you.
I don't think you did.
I told you to buy as many of them as you could so that I could fill up the safe with them and go swimming in it. You thought I was joking.
I think you were talking about corn chowder.
Clam chowder, not corn chowder. I don't like corn chowder.
Oh, that's right.
Why do I want to fill my safe with...
Riff likes corn chowder.
Yeah,
you
Riff
like
likes
clam chowder.
Cold corn chowder in a can.
Yeah,
I like
good.
Hot clam chowder, corn chowder in a safe.
Wow, I didn't realize you were heating your safe.
Yeah, that's why the electric bill is so high.
That makes a lot more sense, though, because that'll keep it fresh.
Yeah. I mean, a restaurant that sells clam chowder, that's just the same safe full of clam chowder that they've had for years. It's like sourdough. They keep adding to it. Really, what's weird is if you have some clam chowder, you get like a clam chowder starter,
yeah,
and you put it in a safe.
Right.
And then you pour
like a gallon
of water
in
there. You pour a gallon of water
A chowder clam.
Yeah, and then you pour a gallon of water in there, and the starter will infuse it and make a gallon of clam chowder out of that water. And then you serve it to people. And then you leave some clam chowder in the safe.
Right.
Pour more water in.
Eventually everyone in the city is dead.
One notable property of clam chowder is that it gets a lot more diluted the longer it's been since the starter clam chowder was put in the safe.
So is starter clam chowder just incredibly thick?
No, it's like regular clam chowder. It's just that clam chowder gets real shitty and runny real quick.
Huh.
It's, you know, like... It's amazing the things that you learn when you read science books.
Are you sure you're not getting your science from porn websites?
Oh, maybe I am. Yeah. There's a lot of chowder.
A lot of crossover.
Yeah, a lot of chowder in receptacles. No, so I didn't fix this fucking computer because...
We are so far down the stack with unfinished stories at this point.
Yeah. So I used these dollar coins to buy coffee in the morning, and the more times in a row I buy coffee, the more they find out about me. If I just gave them access to my new Facebook page, they would know everything about me and everything that I've ever said to anyone since this morning on Facebook. And then they would know. But she was like, where do you get these? And I told her, I'm like, I bought them from the Mint. They're trying to get them into circulation. And she was like, yeah, we just never get any except the ones from you. And they probably never give them out as change. So it's
they
really not accomplishing
do.
Anything.
They probably do.
I don't know.
I feel like
people would complain.
Why would they complain?
I told the woman at the bar. The woman at the bar at KOLCon was like, we need like 50 ones if you have them. And I was like, I don't. I have $50 coins in my car. I'll be right back. And I left. And then when I brought her back $50 coins, because I just filled my console full of them to buy coffee with in the morning, she was like, oh, I thought you were kidding. Where the fuck did you get $50 coins? And I told her, oh, I bought them from the Mint. You see, I'm a good citizen, and I'm doing my part. Anyway, you're not a good citizen. You are just ripping off, ripping off your credit card.
What are you talking about? I am putting them into circulation. I have not taken them to the bank. The only aspect of that that would be shady would be taking that money and depositing it in the bank, which I have not
done.
It's
free money. It has to be unethical.
You get cash back every month. You actually do have a card that gives you cash back.
Oh, I have the PayPal card.
Yes.
That's true. So I get like a 1% discount on cash.
Yeah.
Oh man, here's what I'll do. I will use the PayPal card to buy as many of those dollar coins as I can, put them in another account using a debit card, and re-donate it via PayPal.
Yeah, that is
Then efficiency. I get the 1% back minus the 6% fees and a bunch of Mr. Accessories.
Yeah, that is true.
This is a phenomenal plan.
Yeah, it's a pretty good plan.
We'll be rich. We'll be able to live like kings, hot stuff.
Kings.
Anyway, Stupak continued. ETA. What? What does that even mean in this context? I read that brief article you linked on Twitter yesterday where the guy called you fucking idiots for not being on Facebook. Do you agree with him on any level? Yeah, I do. He said, any plans to make something more for that market, even if it's not KOL proper? Is it possible to have a game on Facebook that doesn't suck? I've yet to see any evidence that it is, and I know you guys hate making stuff that sucks. That's sweet of you to say, Stupak. A lot of people on the forums seems to me that what they believe is that the only thing that we like is making things that suck.
Why would we want to make anything that didn't suck?
Yeah, I mean,
that's my question.
You know, it's like the overthinking you guys say, if somebody's not yelling at you on the internet, you're doing it wrong. So we make stuff that sucks so that people will yell at us on the internet, so we'll be doing it right. So we can make more stuff that sucks so that people can yell at us on the internet,
so we can do more cocaine. Yeah.
I think that it is probably possible to just let people sign up and play KOL from inside Facebook.
If we don't have to change the game at all, if we can just sort of run in a little window, then why the fuck wouldn't we?
So I think
that?
one change that needs to happen in order for it to have any possibility of being like resonant with a larger community at all is that I need to finish doing the shit that we started with the tutorial, which is getting everything into like a kind of streamlined, telling you what to do at the steps of the quest. Because I think there is the potential for people to feel like we're losing some of the soul of KOL if we get rid of obnoxious, obscure puzzles.
We're still going to have so many obnoxious, obscure puzzles in the game.
I
won't speak for the rest of us, but I know that obnoxious, obscure puzzles is sort of my
stock and trade. That's your job description.
Yeah.
I think it is possible to have a game on Facebook that doesn't suck because, I mean, you know, you could put Bejeweled on Facebook, and Bejeweled is arguably
a
decent game, right? I mean, like,
is there a game to play while you're waiting for your Bejeweled turns?
I don't know. It's a full-featured MMO with a monthly subscription fee. I think the reason that people have this idea about Facebook games that they suck is that most of them do. At least the ones that you know about suck.
Yeah, like Mafia.
Because the ones that you know about
are
the ones that get popular. The ones that get popular are the ones that are engineered to get popular.
Yeah.
And the way that you engineer something to get popular is to have it suck.
Kind of by definition. Did you read the article about that Zynga douchebag?
Yeah, I mean, I've read a bunch of stuff.
Examining like how you may have just suspected he's a douchebag, but it turns out he actually is a douchebag.
It is incredible that a non-human is a CEO.
Yeah, that's weird, man. How does it talk?
It just makes sort of squishy, burbling noises.
It's not.
I've had a man who talks.
If it were wet, it would be a terrible douchebag. It's got to be dry. It can't be making squishy, burbly noises. That's disgusting.
Wait, if it was dry, there wouldn't be any douche.
Douche. It's a bag for. It's not just. You can't just hold.
A douchebag is like an enema bag. It contains liquid.
Are you sure?
I'm almost sure.
That was my impression.
Uh-huh.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I feel like it is, in fact, so much like an enema bag that I think they are literally the same object.
Okay. I was imagining it a bag that, like, held, like, an applicator or whatever, a thing. I don't know.
Huh. I've never seen a douche bag. My impression, my understanding is that a douchebag is like an enema bag. Like, this is just a bag, like an IV bag, right? It's a bag for putting a liquid high. It's a bag for putting liquid above a twat.
Huh.
So that then the liquid will flow out a tube into a twat.
I see.
And then out of the twat into a toilet filled with all of the impurities that women are born with.
Wow.
And manufacture on a regular basis.
Cool.
The vagina is just a factory for impurity. It's weird.
By impurity, you mean babies?
Well, babies and gross clotted blood.
Yeah, babies.
Huh. What are
ugly bags of gross clotted blood?
Yeah. ugly bags of mostly clotted blood. I think it's mostly clotted blood. Unless you have the Andromeda strain. That's how it gets you, you know? It clots all your blood at once. And the way that you avoid it is by being a baby or drinking Sterno. Next on Summarizing Michael Crichton Novel Theater Starring Chick, I'll summarize The Terminal Man. Once there was a man who had some electrodes implanted in his brain, and then I don't remember what happened.
Did they ever make a Sphere movie?
Yeah. It had Sharon Stone.
Is it good?
And Dustin Hoffman, I think. I don't know. I never saw it.
Okay. That's like the next... I haven't read it yet. It's like my next...
It's good. It's your next Michael Crichton book.
Candy book that I'm reading?
Candy book? So you have candy books and real books?
Yeah.
So you read some, like, Russian literature?
I'm reading Anna Karenina right now.
And then you read some paperback.
And then I read, like, three, like, you know, very easy-to-read novels.
Which was Dune? Was Dune candy?
Dune was really easy to read.
Yeah, but I'm saying, which did you think of it as, you know?
Dune is in between business. Yeah, it's like in between.
Dune is real literature.
Lately, I've been encountering a bunch of people who have not read Ender's Game.
What about reading the label of Lorna Doone?
Wow,
cookies.
Not read Ender's Game?
Yeah, exactly. Right. That is my reaction as well. I'm like, wait, seriously, you've not read Ender's Game? I don't get it.
Gotta read Ender's Game.
Yeah.
Gotta read Ender's Game and Ender's Shadow.
Yeah. I really like Speaker for the Dead, but I could see how that's not...
I mean, I would read all of them, but those are the two you have to read.
Huh.
I would not read all of them. I would read those two and then kill myself so that I would not have read Speaker for the Dead. No, I'm just kidding.
Series gets weirder and weirder, but I feel like Speaker for the Dead was still pretty acceptable. And, like, there was a bunch of really neat stuff in there. Like, Jane is a neat concept, you know.
Jane from, I was going to say Twilight. Why can I never think of the name of Firefly?
Yeah, I don't
know. Jane from Firefly was a neat concept. It's a space dick.
User created.
Space dicks are the future. Yeah. So yeah, we're fucking around with Facebook. Ugh, God.
Yeah.
That would be pretty straight up sweet if...
If we get a million Facebook assholes playing KOL, ruining the experience for everyone else, losing all of our nerd cred. Everybody who bothered to reply about that had replied saying that we would lose our nerd cred if we moved to Facebook. But moving to Facebook is not a thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I think anyone that genuinely likes our game and likes us and wants us to do well would like us to have a fat stack of Facebook cash.
Yeah, and a fat stack of Facebook friends, or we could go to OkCupid and get a stack of fat OkCupid friends. Hossam's been trolling for fat chicks on OkCupid.
I have not been trolling for fat chicks on OkCupid.
He photoshopped himself to look like a fat dude.
We've talked about that weird email before on the radio show, haven't
no,
we?
No, I don't think we have ever let you brag on the radio about how good looking you are, Hot Stuff. But go right ahead.
You're such an
asshole. I know. With that introduction, how can you not? Anyway, tell your story.
No, not anymore.
Pro tip. Hot Stuff is vain. No.
Jesus.
So, OkCupid does this thing where if you're in like the... What,
I think
15th,
we've talked about it before. We don't need to talk about it.
15th percentile of attractiveness?
50th. It's 50th. Just
50th. Oh, 50th.
It's,
fine.
Yeah.
They'll send you an email that's like, hey, you're one of the good ones. We're going to hook you up with the other good ones. And Hot Stuff totally 50th percentile. Aren't we all happy for Hot Stuff? I'm sorry. I really am sorry. I actually feel bad.
It's an interesting. It's an interesting discussion.
I actually feel bad.
You should.
I actually
what
do.
What the fuck?
I literally feel like a douchebag.
You feel wet inside.
Yeah, like I feel like if I stand up, all of my insides are going to come out my ass.
Ooh, like a sea cucumber.
Or maybe like my dick. No, my dick will come out my ass. Hot Stuff, I didn't mean to piss on your story.
There was no story. It was just this interesting notion of... I wasn't even going to mention one way or another receiving or not receiving the email. It's just talking about the fact that they send out these emails.
Yeah, that say, hey, you're purdy.
Which it seems like it's just not a real thing. But then...
It is weird how you go
and look at the general population of like OkCupid or whatever, you're like, wow... Like,
everyone on Earth is ugly. It's kind of like if you get all of your information about people by going to Walmart. You're like, wow, every person in this country is fat, ugly, and beats their kids. Just beats their kids in public.
Yeah.
My apologies if you're fat and ugly and shop at Walmart and are, you know, and play our game and are now going to talk naughty about us. if you're gonna have at your phone sex job later, talk about us. Talk negatively about us in public forums or at Walmart. Maybe you can in between punches of your child, you can tell people, boy, them uppity KOL assholes is assholes.
Uppity. So uppity. What if Facebook did the same kind of thing? What if Facebook was like
divided you into hot or not?
Yeah, or smart or not. Like, there's got to be different metrics by which they could divide people and like.
But I think their goal is not to do that, right? OkCupid's goal is to divide groups of people down as finely as possible,
sure.
So that they will have like higher satisfaction
but
ratings.
One of the like four different things that I was asked when I made my Facebook account was like, what kind of relationship am I looking for? And I'm like, what the fuck? Is this a dating website? Like, this is my problem with Facebook. Like, it's like eight different things all tied up together, and like, I just was angry making. I'm coming at it from a point of view where I just didn't want to have to do this. Like, I hate the idea of Facebook. I don't want to be involved. And I'm kind of being forced to.
Well, you know, clearly makes you the optimum person to be in charge of a Facebook project.
Yeah, no, I know. Like,
you're not in charge of a Facebook project.
There is no Facebook project.
There is no Facebook project.
Yeah. Like, I understand, I think, why some people like it. It's not something that I have ever really sought. And
I have occasionally heard my friends tell stories about reconnecting with like somebody from grade school or whatever, and I thought to myself, one of the things
by which you mean having sex with.
One of the things that pushed me over the edge on actually, there was like kind of a perfect storm that made me create a fucking Facebook account this morning. One is that I woke up and
played some words with friends.
No, I've stopped.
Oh, I didn't notice that was something that had already transpired.
Yeah, well, I'm letting my games end and telling people I'm not going to rematch you again. Like Azu,
is that like
his feelings were
is
hurt.
That like not friending them?
It's like methadone.
Is that like
I feel bad about not friending people, but I'm only friending people that I hang out with socially in a non-KOL context.
Well, except for people that you haven't seen in years.
Well, right, but that.
That you have in the past, huh?
Yeah, people that I knew before KOL don't enter into the, is this like a, you know, that doesn't, this is why I never did it in the past, is because I didn't want to deal with the, like, friend/fan dichotomy.
Sure.
Right? And, I mean, once we have an official KOL Facebook presence, then that's a lot easier to deal with, right? Because now this is my, you know, because right now, I mean, I can also, people, like, I don't think it's a big deal. I think that we think of it as, like, the word friend meaning the word friend, and if, like, turning down a friend request is like saying, I don't want to be friends with you, but I think it is totally not. I don't think that it's that big of a deal.
Huh.
I mean, I could be wrong. But, so, I saw The Social Network, which was good, you know, and it just got me thinking about
Did you
Facebook.
Friend that movie?
I didn't. There was that Rock, Paper, Shotgun post yesterday, and then when somebody in the comment thread for that mentioned that Fantasy University game, I was like, I investigated, and I'm like, this looks like a KOL ripoff. But it looks like a kind of a large-scale, high-budget KOL ripoff, so I want to check it out and see. So I went onto my fake Facebook account, and even the tiny amount of identifying information that I used to set up my fake Facebook account, when I logged on to it, when I went through the fucking retarded password reset process, like, this is a thing that happened to me yesterday. Let me preface this. This is a thing that happens to me almost every time I go to use any website that has a username and password. I try a handful of things that might be the password. None of them are, so I go through the password reset process for whatever that website is.
Right.
Almost every time I do anything on the internet that is something that I do less than daily, I have to go through a password reset process.
So
I'm intimately familiar with the way the password processes work.
Do you not keep a list of passwords somewhere?
No.
Interesting.
No, I don't. I mean, there's a list of, like, KOL passwords in the safe deposit box for if I get killed.
Do you...
Oh, by the way, there's a list of KOL passwords in the safe deposit box in case I get killed.
Do you keep a key to the safe deposit box somewhere that anybody else could get to it?
Yes. I'll tell you when we don't have listeners. It's pro tip. It's in my ass.
I think...
Somewhere that I would never let you go unless I was dead.
I think your proclivity for drinking things out of people's assholes is...
It's making me believe that that's appropriate place to put a safe deposit box key or some clam chowder.
Oh, do you...
Also, I sometimes get my safe and my asshole.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you have, like, a pet name for your asshole?
Yeah. It sucks when I have to poop and I don't remember the combination.
Jesus Christ. Okay, now I'm getting friend requests from people I don't even know. On fucking Facebook.
Yeah, the thing is, when you're as awesome as us Hot Stuff, you got these problems to deal with, you know? Imagine how Tom Cruise feels. Imagine how Tom Cruise feels. I logged on. Wait.
I'm hanging out with my mom and I'm giving people cupcakes.
That's how Tom Cruise.
And now I'm dancing around in my socks. Yeah.
Wait, you're just Risky Business Tom Cruise?
No, that's Business Tom Cruise, and I'm also
Legend Tom Cruise.
No,
where he's the cupcake fairy.
No. I was going over to
some devil cupcakes, some devil's food cupcakes.
I can't talk to you.
He has to save Fern Gully. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going over to a barbecue and hanging out with Adam Carolla, Tom Cruise.
Is that what Tom Cruise did?
Yeah, he went to a barbecue and brought his mother and some cupcakes. And it was apparently very nice.
Cool.
You know?
Well, he's a Scientologist, so he's really nice, right? Like, that's what we've learned from Adam Carolla. So the password reset process for fucking Facebook. You say, I forgot my password, and they send you an email. The email contains a link that logs you into Facebook using the account whose password you don't know.
Whoa.
And then when you go to change your password, it says, in order for you to change your password, you need to log into Facebook. What's your password? So then on that page, you click, I forgot my password, and it sends you a different kind of lost password email.
We have had nothing but positive, like user experiences with this website so far.
Man.
Does this somehow make sense to other people?
Yeah,
I
think other people just remember or write down their passwords to shit, or other people just use the same fucking password everywhere, so they always know what their password is.
Yeah, that's. Like, I think most people do that, and I think that's a huge problem with internet security. That was like an XKCD comic like a week or two ago or whatever. Yeah. It was
you just make a site and harvest a bunch of people's passwords. I mean, it's not like I didn't think of that when I first started making KOL. I was like, Jesus Christ, I should stop storing these as plain text. And then I did, because I was like,
Is that when you came to God?
I can't even trust
Jesus
myself.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Please help me to not store these passwords as plain text.
Yeah, that's weird. Who knew that Jesus Christ was a MySQL guru?
I'm pretty sure that everybody knows that.
I guess, yeah. Jesus knows everything about everything. Yeah. So it follows that he is a Linux expert.
Yeah. Wait, does that make him a Linux asshole?
I don't know.
Because he also knows everything about
He knows everything about
Windows.
Being an asshole. It's hard to argue in favor of Linux if you know everything about everything, though, I think. That's... because almost everything about nearly everything.
He is markedly silent on the issue.
He is. He has not come out in favor of a specific distro.
That's true.
Or a specific destro in any of the G.I. Joe continuities.
Huh.
Is destro a G.I. Joe character? I think he's that silver-headed guy.
Yeah.
Which one's... There's Cobra Commander, and then... Is Destro, like, the right-hand man?
Yeah, I don't know. I think he's a different villain.
Who's the
He has a metal head.
Woman.
That's,
Kitty Pryde.
The Baroness.
Baroness, yeah. Yeah.
Rebecca De Mornay. Rebecca Roman Stamos. Is she still married to John Stamos?
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't follow these people on Facebook.
Did she go down on Joey Buttafuoco in a theater? No, wait, I'm thinking of Amy Sedaris.
I
can't remember anyone's name. I don't remember who the woman was in the Joey Buttafuoco scandal.
I don't either.
Amy something.
It was not Amy Sedaris.
It wasn't Amy Sedaris. No, I know it wasn't Amy Sedaris. And I didn't mean Joey Buttafuoco. I meant Dave Coulier, who played Joey Buttafuoco.
Oh, God. Your brain is so confusing.
No, and
no, no, let me explain my brain.
I wasn't talking about John Stamos. So what I was doing was I was making the leap from Rebecca Roman Stamos to Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I got that
right,
part. I was following you there.
One of the uncles from Full House.
Right. No, right. I was
but
there.
Then, when I was trying to think of Dave Coulier's name,
yeah,
I thought
okay.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Wow. Because Joey from Full House.
Yes,
okay.
Joey from Full House.
Wow.
And then I don't remember, what was the woman's name?
Damn it, your brain is so confusing.
What was that woman's name? Who was that?
I don't know.
I think it was Amy something.
Yeah. I don't remember. And
wow.
There was also Tanya Harding. It could have gone. That was happened in the 80s also. You know? The 80s was not very long, as it turns out.
This is the most confusing conversation.
So, what...
I don't even remember anymore.
Rebecca De Mornay?
No. Back. No. Keep going back.
Back one.
Amy Fisher.
Amy Fisher. All right. So she played Princess Leia. What were we talking about?
I don't know. If only we had been recording the show and could go back in time.
To it. I was password resets.
Yeah, we were talking about password resets.
And Facebook.
Yeah, I don't fucking
know. No, I know that, but I feel like it was less time ago than password security.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just stop. Let's just stop
about,
trying to think about what we were talking about.
About Jesus knowing a lot about MySQL.
So KOO was sort of mentioned on Rock Paper Shotgun.
Yeah, no,
yeah.
That's what we started.
Really
this.
Nicely.
Are you bouncing
too.
All the way back?
Yes, I'm bouncing all the way back. Well, it was nicely.
I was talking about the reasons that I signed up for Facebook because when I logged on, when I finally did manage to log on to that bullshit. My fake account to play that bullshit rip-off
Fantasy
game.
University game.
Yeah, I don't know if it's bullshit or not.
It's
it looks
beta.
Like a ripoff. It looks. I would be really surprised if the guys making that name were not familiar with KOL.
I mean,
and
even if they are, I don't know that it's a ripoff. I mean, it looks suitably different, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Hand-drawn art.
But different, totally
it's
different style.
Silly fantasy.
Yeah, but it's not like we own silly fantasy.
Yes, we do. That fucking Pratchett dick, man.
Yeah.
I sent my Alzheimer's lawyers after him. I think their mission was successful. Sorry.
God, that was
really mean.
Really
that
mean.
Was really mean-spirited.
It's like when we asked...
Man, if I had lawyers, they could give
Hodgman,
people Alzheimer's disease?
It's like when we asked Hodgman if we could use the hobo names or whatever, and he's like...
He was eventually like, fucking stop bothering me, you dorks.
No, he was like, I'm not the lord of all hobos. Or whatever. You can do whatever you want.
Anyway, the marginal amount of identifying information that I used to create that fake Facebook account,
yes.
It said, hey, baby, you know these people. And it was some people that, like, it was two people that I had specifically been, you know, I wish I knew what they were up to.
And then you made your own, like, real one,
yeah,
and you
and
can't
find
those
find
people.
Them. Yeah.
What the fuck?
One of them I found, but one of them I couldn't.
Yeah. What the fuck?
You know what was also impossible was finding anyone on MySpace. And so there must be some
Is it because you couldn't actually read any of the pages because they are so, like, terribly
laid
out?
Yeah, they all had background, animated GIF tiled background images.
Yeah. And, like, they all start playing music when you load them up.
Yeah, they were all, like, red text on a green background, so to me it was just a blank page.
Great.
I could see right through the monitor. I fucking knew it! Did you watch that Hey Ash, What You Playing, Riff?
I have not watched any of them. I watched one of them. I watched
there's like five or six that are pretty.
Yeah,
pretty
you should
good.
Watch every. You should watch every Hey Ash, What You're Playing, so that you'll see the good ones.
Was
I don't remember what
the Puzzle Quest was.
Yeah.
That was the
Puzzle Quest was the colorblindness one.
Yeah, and then there's the Shadow Complex one, and there's
the
Sims
was really
one
good.
Was pretty funny.
You know that you know the point about people who are colorblind not being able to play Puzzle Quest. That's like. I had a really hard, like, just with my minor sort of color deficiency, had a really hard time with the DS version telling the yellow from the green.
Wait, so when you're hooking up with minors, you
did
don't
the,
care what color they are?
Did yes. the different shapes of runes that they put on them not help?
Not enough, no. Boy, Puzzle Quest 2, big disappointment.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
I mean, it seemed good to me, but it had the thing that I really hate, which is when the monsters are always hard, no matter how much you've been leveling.
Yes, that drove me nuts.
Scale, yeah, constantly scaling stuff. Occasional stuff is fine, but there need to be stuff that you can go back and just like beat because you're
because that's what's fun about an RPG.
It is one of the things
that's fun about an RPG.
The other thing is not sleeping and playing it just indefinitely.
Minecraft is not even an RPG.
I know.
How did you get so fucking addicted to a buggy ass beta version of some bullshit?
I don't know, man.
I mean, Minecraft rules. Don't get me wrong. I love that shit.
It's super frustrating. I am just not capable of moderating when it comes to stuff like that. I just need to not be involved.
You know what's weird is that like you didn't used to be able to moderate what you eat, but you have totally learned to do it, and you've lost 70 pounds or whatever. You've lost like 60 pounds.
45.
Oh, you never were above 200 pounds?
No.
Oh.
When I got close to 200 pounds,
I was the only fat fuck around here.
You're taller than I am.
I'm also fatter than you are. What's your point? Anyway, you learn to moderate what you ate, and you exercise a little bit. I guess by just developing weird habits.
Yeah,
like
it's all
habits. You just got yourself addicted to something else. You're like the guy who quits drinking by becoming a Jesus freak. You're sort of managing addictions by tricking yourself into getting addicted.
I'm not addicted to working out. I guess I am.
You're addicted to working out. You're addicted to working out. You start hating on yourself if you don't do it. You start complaining if you don't do it, but you complain if you don't do it.
Because I don't feel as good without it.
You are genuinely distressed if you don't exercise.
I don't consider that an addiction though. It's not at all like any of the other addictive behaviors I have where like if I go to the gym like I just don't stop. With video games like the main problem is I start playing and then I just don't stop. Like, I will do that instead of sleeping.
Wait, you can't and you won't and you don't stop?
Right. That is correct. I took a week off Minecraft. Fuck. Took a week off Minecraft and it was, like, not a problem. And then I started playing again yesterday for, like, a little while and then...
Played all night.
Yeah, like, it's just stupid. Like... What the fuck?
Mr. E says, how much of the Dune series do I read? Command me, Dreadlords. Just the first one?
I just read the first one, yeah.
See, I like the first one and God Emperor, which I think is the fourth one.
Mr. E also wrote, love preview of the new game, but sad I don't get to see ASM do sci-fi. Galaxy of Fear on Backburner or Done? Neither, really. I mean, it was never a thing that really existed. You know, you could play Space Trip. Space Trip or Medioid was me doing sci-fi.
Yeah, we kind of... I mean, for a long time, we saved all our sci-fi jokes because we were like, oh, well, we'll eventually do a sci-fi game, but slowly those jokes have been creeping in anyway.
I think that eventually it's possible that we'll make a full-featured Space Trip type game. I think our next iteration of... Not next iteration. Our next sort of content push in KOL is going to not be sci-fi, but a different genre a little bit, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit.
But it'll still be funny.
That also could be...
It could
dozens
be
of dozens
a year
of years
from now. Sure.
It's definitely a year from now. Probably 10 years. What's 400
Can you
years
imagine
from now?
Still working on KOL 10 years from now?
Kind of. I mean, we've been working on it for 7.
Right.
So, yeah.
Huh.
I mean, fuck, I don't know.
I mean,
you know what I want is for Twitter to stop trying to get me to use the bullshit new version of Twitter on the website, because it's bullshit, and it sucks, and I don't want to use it. Mr. E says, whatever happened with those retro keychains? Boy, do we have a big fucking box of retro keychains! That's weird. Like,
they're not...
It seems like there's a bunch of people coming back.
For sale.
Yeah, we should put them in the store. When I told my mom about them, she was like, you gotta put those... Are they in the store? I'm like, no. She's like, you gotta put this in the store. I'm like, why? And she was like, because people will want to buy them from you.
Fine. I don't...
They ended up being big sellers. It's gonna be weird to have to sell, like, something that we would sell you for 25 cents if we were standing there. Or no, I guess they're 50 cents. Because
they cost
4 cents.
They cost 33.
They cost 33. It'd be like $1 to ship them.
Yeah, that's the problem. They get to be very expensive. Like, if you are buying a t-shirt, it is not a problem to put one in there. But if you are...
Yeah.
The
keychains and the coasters I bought with the plan of if you bought, $10 worth of stuff at the store, we would just toss it in there. But then I was thinking, like, Homestar Runner does that, and it always pisses me off because I really want the fucking coasters.
Right.
And I had to email them so many times, please sell me some fucking coasters. And then I finally did.
Yeah.
I think eventually I just sent them money. And I was like, I sent you money. I would really like some fucking coasters. Do whatever you think is right.
Wow. Like, you're an aggressive consumer. You know, if you could have just gone to them at a convention. And
they don't go to conventions. They went to Dragon Con once.
Right. But then you could go to them and you could be like, here, let me pay you with my dongle.
Yeah.
Turn around,
sir!
Drop your pants. Let me pay you with my dongle.
Ladies on your backs, men on your stomachs. I'm coming through. That was from Wonderful Russ's story about cornholing 30,000 people in once. We've talked about this before. It was like a radio personality in Phoenix. It wasn't even like a personality. He would just do these things every once in a while. But he did all these recordings for the radio, the like classic rock station that we listened to at the restaurant that I worked at. Because it was the only radio station that no one was angry about.
No, objected to.
It was like there was no radio station that everybody liked, but there was a single radio station that didn't infuriate anyone. So that's when we listened to.
Cornholing 30,000 people.
Yeah, he would just tell these stories. His name was Wonderful Russ, and he would just tell these interstitial stories, 10, 15 seconds long. And one of the stories was about the time he cornholed 30,000 people. And it was something at like some, during some concert at Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and he yelled, "Women on your backs, men on your stomachs, I'm coming through."
Huh.
That's a good story. I'll remember it always. I'll cherish it. Yeah, Jesus, let's just answer some questions.
All right.
You okay to not take a break? I'm okay to not take a break.
Yeah, whatever.
Shop Troll says, any chance we'll see a meatsmithing or jewelry crafting revamp along the lines of the free basic crafting change that was made for cooking and cocktail
the
crafting?
Free basic?
We'll make it so you can freebase meat stacks.
Wow.
So that you can earn more meat. So that you can freebase more meat stacks. There's like a, when the currency is what you're freebasing, that's a slightly
cuts out the middle
narrower
man.
Loop, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that those things are necessary.
Can you imagine if you were just paid in drugs, you would just go to work all the time?
I go to work all the time anyway, huh?
Yeah,
stuff.
But if the populace was paid in drugs.
I go to work all the time anyway.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
How much
I do get paid in drugs. Not really. I get paid in serotonin.
I guess.
Because, you know, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life without getting paid in drugs.
Yeah, I guess that explains why when people complain so vociferously on the internet, you just stop working. Because you're like, I'm not getting paid.
Oh, yeah. Because I lose all my serotonins.
Serotoninins?
Yeah. My Sarah-topher graces. And Naked Jew writes, resending from last week, is Sabretooth Lime a pun on Sabretooth Lion or not? No. A, no. B, Sabretooth Lion isn't even a thing. There are Sabretooth Tigers, but that's it. That is all, buddy.
The genesis of that was going to a party, right?
It wasn't even a party. It was like, I was going to this girl that I worked with that I would drink at her house after work sometimes. She had some friends over, and I bought limes.
You would drink at her house sometimes?
Yeah, we would hang out and drink beer after work at her house sometimes.
Huh. Sounds sketchy.
It was.
Was she in high school?
No. She was significantly older than me, which is why I never slept with her, because ew. That's funny. She was probably like 25. It seemed like such a big deal at the
time.
Were
you in high school?
No, I was.
Was she trying to sleep with as many high school guys as she could?
22, probably.
Were you still in high school at 22?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
Because I'm a creepy pederast.
Oh, wow, that would make things easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh.
Being a creepy pederast does make things easier. Thank you for noticing. And Naked Jew also wrote, you should name the new game something based on the Greek word root logos, not based on the root word lex. Sure, we thought of that.
We spent months trying to think of names.
Yep. Blathersby writes... And this is the newest installment of the Damned If You Do, Damned If You Don't show. I'm yet another lapsed KOL player, sort of. I log in every now and then to see if there's anything new, but it never seems like there is. I listen to the Thursday show, so I'm fairly certain there is, so how can I find this out? Well, you could read the announcements, because
yeah,
that's where we write down
literally everything that we do. I'm confused, because you were tweeting us, which probably means you were following us, which we send out tweets every time there's something new. So that's confusing to me.
Yep, he is following us.
Yeah, so...
That is weird. And then he writes, "You guys do a fantastic job of catering to new players, but what about those of us who aren't?" We've been actively catering to new players for like 2 fucking weeks. Everything is for everyone, always. Ah!
Yeah. It is interesting to me. We did talk about this a little bit today, where you and I were like just confused as to why Blizzard didn't go back and revamp their early game content ever. Cause
applying their sort of modern design sensibilities to old, really showing its age content.
And apparently that's what they're kind of doing now with this new...
And we felt that way for years, and why did we never, you know, beam in our neighbor's eye, but not paying attention to the barn in our own.
Or the beehive.
the beaver in his eye, but not the Wally, the Eddie Haskell in your own. Do you think Eddie Haskell would be more annoying than Wally Cleaver to have in your eye?
I remember Eddie as being a real kind of a dick.
Yeah, but if he was in your eye, would it...
Well, would you rather have a dick in your eye or not a dick in your eye?
Of all the conversations we've had on this radio show so far, this is the stupidest one so far?
Yes, because this one involves Jesus. Riff.
Hey!
I'm sorry, Riff. Well, I was mean to Hot Stuff earlier.
Okay.
I gotta be mean to you. Oh my God. I gotta be mean to you. Now, you guys need to be mean to each other, and then the circle jerk will be complete.
The circle jerk. I don't think Riff and I have ever...
I hadn't even thought about that. Yeah. Wow, I am funny without even trying.
I don't think Riff and I have ever been mean to each other.
I think that's true. I don't think that you or Riff have ever been mean to anyone. Except you and fat girls. Just in general. You're always mean to fat girls. You got that No Fat Chicks shirt.
That you gave me! And then I was like, oh my God, and I put it away in storage.
Wow.
I'm not gonna fucking wear this.
Man,
there are articles of clothing that people give you that you are never gonna wear, and
well, that's fine. I am gonna stop wearing my "I don't like Jews" shirt that you gave me.
It's such a good color on you.
I know, and it's so understated. Just say "I don't like Jews." It's so understated because, like, it's almost impossible to get offended by that because you're like, wait, what?
It, from afar, it looks like a Star of David. That's the cool part.
Could you do that?
Yes.
I guess you could,
yeah.
You'd figure it out.
Yeah.
You're really good at... You are really good at anti-Semitic graphic design. Buddy, you could figure it out. Isn't that what you majored in, Riff? Anti-Semitic graphic design?
I didn't specialize in anti-Semitic.
Hate
speech in general.
Good.
So if we want to condemn the Quran or like a mosque or something.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. A naked Jew remembers the wonderful Russ stories from KOL Radio back in the day. Also, he says, Ron Hoon. Ron Hoon, I think, is still a weatherman on the local TV channel. And he has basically the best name of any person ever. Ron Hoon.
Yeah, but if he was Bon Boone, he would survive the coming apocalypse.
If he was Bon Boone, he would. If he was on Bon Tunes, he could survive a tidal wave.
But not a Juggle Hops.
Yeah, not a or a Juggalocalypse.
Juggalopolis?
Yes, let's go to Juggalopolis.
Juggle Elephant?
Istari Asuka writes, any news on the Uncle P's item? CDM said it got scope creeped, I believe. Does that apply to just the currently planned one or all future iterations?
Oh, shit. It is the 14th.
Yeah, we're not doing it. I said last month that we were going to take a couple or a few months off.
Okay.
Seriously, look at what we've done in the last month without that bearing down.
Like, I'm just saying.
No, it's good. Like, the thing that happened with those, they did not serve their intended purpose for me.
Sure.
And, you know, if I had...
Your
done
idea
wanted,
had been to come up with a dozen things in January, code them all up in January, and then have
them ready to go.
On deck. And that, like, you came up with 6 things in January. Scully came up with 6 things in February. I came up with 6 things in March. And Riff finished his list, like, last week.
I spread them out over the entire year.
Sure.
I didn't do all six last week.
And then...
Oh, good. Yeah.
And then...
Well, we'd hate for people to think you're working too fast, Riff.
And then you coded up one in January, and then one in February, and then one in March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they got way bigger, and I knew they were going to, and so I put these ridiculous restrictions on them, which we then I ignored. I was guilty of ignoring them.
I worked really hard to make the...
I know you did.
The right size.
But... Vanya's Castle, I am super fucking proud of
sure.
that, you know? And it was like, all right, that was four times the scope that I proposed for this thing. It was, you know, partially an experiment to see, can we just fucking do a simple thing anymore?
And I don't, we can't.
We just can't.
So yeah. Your hypothesis was that we could.
Yeah, and then and I gathered data.
We gathered
myself,
some data.
Because it was science.
And then...
We disproved. We disproved the null hypothesis, which is that we are capable of doing some fucking simple work in a timely fashion.
So not possible.
I think that they are, you know, we did good work, but it just didn't do what it was meant to do, and I feel like the energy that that ended up costing has been much more productively spent on other things, and I'd like to be able to do it, you know. I'm not gonna decide that we're not doing those anymore.
Sure.
But, you know, maybe bi-monthly would have been a better thing to shoot for. You know, and the idea was that, like, all right, well, we'll have these KOL updates twice a month. We'll have a trader item and a map for every month. And that way, even if we don't do anything, there will be an update every 2 weeks that we're just done with in January.
Yeah,
and the trader thing kind of works.
We did front-load the trader thing, and then we just failed at actually putting them out in the world. Although, I guess we had one this month.
Yeah.
So, that's good.
Yeah. I feel like we did it a little too fast in the beginning and then got off.
We didn't do it too fast. We just...
Yeah.
Well, maybe we did.
I think we did. I think we weren't doing them.
We were doing them every 2 weeks.
We thought, we felt like we had like 18 of them or 24 of them or something. I don't fucking remember. There's still a few that are done.
Yep.
Speaking of which, Yo-Yo God wrote, "The longer you wait to release the Traitor's Disco Bandit skill, the higher the anticipation will build. The higher the anticipation builds, the higher the expectations build. The higher the expectations build, the higher the disappointment will be if it's not the most optimal thing ever. The more disappointed people are, the more they'll whine on the forums. So to prevent forum whining, will you release the skill soon?" Sure. It's released now. It does nothing.
As soon as you tell us how many people were going to St. Ives.
Yeah. And what hate leads to.
There's cats, and they're in bags, and there's some hats.
Yeah.
And there's ladies. But there's seven ladies? Like, right?
St. Ives, I met a man with seven wives. "Dude, sorry," I said.
Is that a joke you just made up?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Is it because you hate wives?
I do. Mayo Milkshake says, "Now that the only way to obtain spooky mushrooms in hardcore if you aren't a muscle sign is the haiku dungeon, is there any way we could get a clover adventure that gives some?" And then somebody else points out you can still get them in the forest non-combat, which you can. Reverend Noodleyson says, "It seems I wasn't clear with my suggestion last week. Could you change where the accordion thief song recorder is to somewhere else, like inventory or campground, but leave the unlocking as it is? I just find it kind of annoying to have to go to the barracks if I want to record songs and having to click a specific button to leave instead of just clicking on the top pane or what have you." You know, I'm just looking at your forum avatar, and the words "deal with it" popped up. And I think that that's the advice that I will give you, Reverend Noodleyson. That's how it works. It's a thing in the world. Just because it provides a service that you want to be provided by something simpler, you know, like write a fucking grease monkey script to go to from a link in your inventory.
Why do people not like things that are in the world?
I don't know.
Because it's more
clicks to get to it. I mean, we
this is
we
something
like
that
it.
I'm curious about. Like, I kind of really appreciated, I guess, the fact that there were, like...
The alchemy labs in World of Warcraft, is that what you're...
Alchemy labs being in really obnoxious places to get to.
Like the bottoms of really difficult to clear dungeons.
Yep.
So what is frustrating about that is later on, when that dungeon content is no longer relevant, you can never get anybody to clear the dungeon, so you can never make the cool potion.
You could do it by yourself, though.
All of the things that... The changes that they make to World of Warcraft that we lament mm-hmm. are not the same kind of changes that other people lament, right? Like, I don't fucking care if they nerf some class ability for balance's sake, right? I mean, every once in a while, like, oh, you know, like, it was nicer when
this
did more damage
numbers.
Or whatever. But yeah, it's like, you know what? Like, they got a fucking hard job to do, so, like, whatever, you know? I'm not going to complain about it. The things that make me sad are the things that make everybody else happy.
Well,
like,
but there are things
no
that are
longer
making
having to do anything
you
hard
happy
ever.
That I think I would also object to. So, the fact that you can join a dungeon finder and just be teleported to the dungeon and not even know where the fuck it is.
Oh, I hate it. But
you love it.
I fucking love it. Yeah, that's
the same
thing.
Time.
I hate it, but I have so much more fun with it in place, in spite of my sort of philosophical misgivings, that I get why they did it.
You pointed out a really serious flaw with that, which is you die, you spawn in a graveyard outside the dungeon, and because you teleported there, you have no fucking idea where the dungeon is.
Yeah,
from
and
the
that,
graveyard.
Honestly, that is such a flaw in that system that I am surprised that they launched the system with it in place, because they, you know, well, so maybe their response to that was to make every dungeon encounter so easy that no one ever gets killed.
What I'm curious about is why don't they force you to go to the dungeon once to unlock that dungeon in the dungeon finder?
Yeah,
because that would make at least some, like, the notion of fast travel where you are just going someplace you've been before makes
it's
some
less,
sort of
it's
sense
less
to me, because it's like
dissatisfying.
Yeah, because it's like, oh well, you know, as my character is traveling this distance, I as a player don't need to see this thing that I've already seen a dozen times, which is the travel between the two places.
Right.
You know, it makes it slightly less worldly, but it makes some sense. But to just be teleported someplace you have never been before,
it's fucking weird.
Like, it might as well just be a bunch of dissociated, like, they're just not in the world. Just like, you know, dungeons that exist in, that are unconnected to the world, that, you know, are in other dimensions or whatever. And
yeah, they basically are. I mean, you know, and I think people don't have the sense of, like, you know, especially people who've started playing recently, don't have the sense of the Nexus, say, as a place in the world, if they mostly just run dungeons and don't actually go out in the world and quest, you know, which, you know, they probably do, is the thing. But, like, actually walking up to that and seeing this massive thing and then going down into the bowels of it and going into a gate that takes you into this dungeon gives you a sense of it as a place that I don't think you get if you just appear in it, right? And that is important to me. Most people just don't give a shit. And that's the thing. Most people don't give a shit. Most people don't think of going into this guy's hacienda and using his gramophone. Most people are like, okay, I have mana, I want records, right? What buttons do I have to click to make that happen?
Right.
And maybe I would too after the 100th time.
Yeah,
right?
No, I mean, I definitely understand the drive for it, but it's, you know, like,
I want to be able to do stuff like that. I don't want to relent on this because I want to be able to do stuff like this. Stupak says, have you given any thought to adding in-game, or the in-game ability to limit the number of skills on an ascension? 11, 23, and 37 are pretty perfect numbers. I was talking with that one girl who solved Rift's logic puzzles about this today. Yeah, whatever. I know, Stupak, you're so proud of the fact that you have a girlfriend that you just can't stop rubbing it in all of the other nerds' faces. Not you, I mean, not literally. I'm so proud of the fact that I have a girlfriend that I can't stop literally rubbing her in all of your faces. No matter how many times she asks me to stop doing that, I can't. It would make a lot of contest ideas viable, make things like the racetrack more meaningful, and add a really interesting area of play. I know it would probably be technically challenging, but I think it's totally worth doing. It would not be technically challenging, it's just that...
Which skills would you keep? Would you just get a drop-down?
You'd get some bullshit interface that I hate.
What's interesting is the interface is the stumbling block for you.
Yeah.
But...
we got some potential...
We've got way more baffling interfaces that are already in the game. Like... You know, Hanks.
Well, so by all means, let's add more.
No, I'm just saying.
There's already a bunch of shit on your face. Let's toss another turd in your mouth.
No, let's,
you know, like,
let's rub you with yet another girl. what I guess what I'm saying is, how is it that you have allowed certain interfaces to get sort of?
That's an excellent question, because I am a fickle and capricious and inconsistent leader.
It's if you imagine design the interface with like a dozen things in it, and just ignore the fact that there will be hundreds of things in it for some people.
Yeah, that's great,
right? Because then it won't bother you.
But it's not that I cannot conceive of a fucking list of all of your skills with checkboxes next to them, right? Like it is that
it blows my mind.
No, where does that go? Like, it has always been important to me to not
scare... It has to go in the afterlife.
It has been important to me to not scare people with that interface. Bad Moon.
So
conceiving of Bad Moon as a sign was the only way that I was ever able to be okay with adding that as a new, as an additional set of complications.
Why not add a building in the afterlife that is like, you know, Fred's
house, challenge.
House of, like, a house of shit you just don't want to see or whatever, and like, it's like
Fred's house of shit you don't want to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, it's like your mom's cooch, and then it's like,
Do I have to draw your mom's? I have to draw every player's mom's vagina.
Yes.
Individually. Man, I accidentally made an ASCII art vagina in chat
accidentally.
Yesterday. Yes, I did. I was making a joke about a function, and I was like, you know, because somebody said delay, and I was like, do you mean delay or delay with the functions? And then I was like, or do you mean delay curly brace parenthesis parenthesis curly brace? And I'm like, huh? Or delay curly brace parenthesis apostrophe parenthesis curly brace, which totally looks like a vagina.
Huh?
Yeah. Now I know. Now I know. If I'm ever trapped in the forest and I have nothing to masturbate to, I know how to draw a vagina out of a typewriter. With typewriter. I can draw it out of a typewriter.
You've gone hiking. You've gone hiking with Marion Call, and she is providing musical accompaniment with her typewriter as
yes,
you hike
and
on.
I can ask her to show me her horrible, horrible vagina. I'm only assuming that Marion Call's vagina is horrible.
Wow.
Because it shares some properties with her mouth. It's a wet hole attached to Marion Call.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry.
You are making zero friends on the internet tonight.
If the population... welcome to the internet. Population Marion Call. Like, then you're right. But you know what?
And anybody
maybe,
anybody you know, who thinks that she's a lovely
people,
person, you've
maybe
got
the
like,
number of people who want to be my friend on Facebook just went down by one, and there is a tear dripping from Marion Call's eye.
From yet another wet hole in her face?
Yes. Well, her vagina's not in her face. That you know, that'd be worth keeping her around for as a novelty. But I don't know why I... So, Marion Call reminds me of Sandra Bernhardt, and I just fucking can't stand Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, she's weird.
Yeah. I have a feeling that I would just fucking hate Marion Call if I ever talked to her, and so I'm just full of
weird.
Bile, and I don't know why.
Super judgmental from, like, zero interaction.
I mean, you saw
her perform live once.
She performed at me twice. We saw her twice. Remember, we saw her
we
again
saw
at
her
Dragon Con. She was at that bar
for 30 seconds as we were walking
that was
by.
Was plenty.
Wow.
She stands, and it is so fucking pretentious. Your instrument that you play. Just sit and sing a goddamn song. Don't click buttons on a fucking typewriter and pretend that you're doing something amazing. Like, goddamn. How does the pretend? How are you not collapsing under the weight of the pretension of that? If it was something that you did once in a video, then sure. If it was something you did for one song, but no, this is my shtick, is that while I'm singing these songs, which I don't even remember anything about the songs. They might be good. They might be terrible. They might be horrible.
Might be made out of
terrible. It surprises me that you feel this way. Like, because the drums are an established percussion instrument, you have no problem with someone playing them. But you use something that's a little alternative as a percussion instrument, and all of a sudden it's like a pretentious asshole thing to do?
You use something precious that is an alternative to the drums. If she also
isn't that something that you're deciding?
Didn't she also have a drummer? Or did she just have a guitarist?
No, it was I don't even know if she had accompaniment. She probably did, but
I think she did.
There was definitely something with melody or whatever.
It drives me nuts.
She had like a rain stick. Was that also precious and obnoxious?
No.
Huh.
You know, Jan Tiersen uses a typewriter as percussion in a couple of the songs on the Amelie soundtrack, and that's fine. But what Jan Tiersen does not do is perform an entire fucking concert where what he's doing is singing and pressing keys on a goddamn typewriter. Like, I don't know. I just...
I'm just surprised with your vehemence.
Maybe she would be awesome, but I just feel
I'm
like
just surprised.
Every instinct that I have, every precedent that has been set by every other girl that I have ever met leads me to believe that I would find her absolutely fucking insufferable if I ever had to talk to her. That is my impression.
Because you find all girls insufferable.
It could be general misogyny. It could be that she has red hair. I don't know. It could be that her teeth are too big, and it scares me. I'm afraid
that she's going to bite you.
Bite me. Yeah. I don't know. You know what? And maybe I'm missing out because maybe she's super awesome and super cool, but I don't think so. The ukulele girl seems like she would be totally cool, right?
I don't know. She wouldn't. She's not allowed in bars.
She's not allowed into bars. But hey, I like him like that. And she. She kept our pocket knives for
she
us.
She did, yes.
She rescued our pocket knives without even knowing us.
That's true.
But, yeah, God, sorry to Marion Call fans. I
don't know anything about her, and I'm just surprised that you're so, like, you've made all these judgments.
I mean, I was mostly just being funny. It's funnier to not like things. I mean, like,
That is true. I'm a lot less funny because I like everything.
Betrayer says, how about updating the tutorial player's avatar to the new animated singing one? Well, it's not the same scale.
Yeah.
There isn't an animated version of his avatar. There's an animated version of the tiny little mini thing. Natnit says, been working through old radio shows, August through October of 2005. Damn. And some things I wanted to remind you guys about. One, throwing star of David. It's not even a six-pointed star. It just belongs to some dude named David. Hilarious! Is that a joke that we made?
I'm assuming.
Sounds like us. Two, unlockable storefronts and shopkeepers. Back in 2005, you talked about this in terms of unlocks after X Ascensions, but there could be so many more unlock mechanisms. You could unlock a grandpa shopkeeper after finishing the Sea Quest, or turn your storefront into an arcade cabinet after posting a high score in the Game Grid arcade for the first time. It seems awesome and something that would be pretty easy to get enthusiastic about, even if it was recycled game art. We did add a bunch of new shopkeepers at one
but
point.
But you just gave them to everybody instead of unlocking.
And cleaned up the storefronts. Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's that... Because... Especially now when almost every mall purchase is... See, this is a thing. Like, I have struggled to make mall stores a place.
Yeah, here's a question. How do you feel about the first thing you see searching for an item?
I have to change it because I am just wrong. You know? The way that I want that to work, the way that I want to force people to behave is not working. And I can't make it work.
What I think would be potentially interesting... would be some hybrid of things where, like, maybe the top five stores that have what you're looking for, you actually see the store or something like that, and then it goes into the search as we have it now or something, maybe? I don't know.
That'd be rough to build into the existing search because you're getting so many different possible things out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah,
like,
that's true.
Because you're getting a list of... It's sorted by item, because it doesn't make any sense to sort it by, like, price or...
Right.
It's sorted by advertising budget still when it... You know, it's just... It's not going to work the way that I conceived of it, and so I have to... You know, I eventually... Like, everyone would be happy if I changed it, and I've gotten... You know, I feel like that's something just changed in my brain.
I think what you're saying, though, is... We could still have search for item be the search thing, but then you still see stores. You still see the, like, strip mall aspect of it below that, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Instead of searching for a store, you search for items.
Yeah, I mean, you know...
And it could still be a place.
The blank item search, when you first go in, could just have the store, the, you know, 10 stores, like, in a row.
Yeah.
In a row?
Yep.
Yeah, then if you saw those, then that would be a reason for those 10 people to want to unlock some cool, exciting storefront. But then they would all have the most exciting one.
No, because they'd want to be unique. They'd want to stand out.
You know what? If you want to make... You could take existing game assets and make...
Storefronts?
Yeah. Why not? There are so many.
I can make shopkeepers real easy.
You can make them out of campground dwellings. You can make them out of other pictures. There's all kinds of shit you could do. If you're excited about it, I could just say, all right, this is your project for today. Make 30 storefronts
that unlock with, like,
have Chris write an unlock mechanism for them, and have it just a pop-up thing and animate them. You know,
Chris never does anything that I'm excited about.
Well, but I'll tell him to do it, so he'll actually listen. Maybe I am a leader.
I think
I'm just the guy that.
I think
the
once
checks,
we're done, once we're done with all this stuff, and we do the like, you know, KOL Facebook integration, we have got to fucking do the iPhone app. There's just it is going to work, and it is going to be great, and we just need to do it. It's going to be fine. It's going
Even
to be fine.
Even the dramatically crazy simplified new top menu interface would be way too small. Man, I just
you
okay.
are not thinking about it right.
All
right, you just aren't.
Fine.
It's going to be fine.
Okay.
I mean, if nothing else, just do the iPad app first, and then... Because
the
that'll be easy,
because
there's...
the fucking game in Safari. Like, it's... And so is the iPhone app.
It's not, though. The iPhone app is breaking it up into a couple of tabs.
I know.
And each tab is just a slightly redesigned interface
and
for
stuff. I wish that my imagination was powerful enough that I could imagine actually... using something that worked like that, because I can't. I can imagine throwing it away in disgust, but I can't imagine actually using it. The Gap in the Plot says, would it be possible for you to post next radio show's threads a bit longer ahead of time before the actual show, so that people say have a day to post their questions? Hey, how about a week? Because this is still from last week's radio thread.
That's
I
funny.
Just bumped it. I know. Also, what did you make of Play Havoc's video on the new Toot Quest? Anything you're going to change on account of having seen the quest played by someone like Play Havoc?
Yeah, we're going to make all the sound effects are going to be delayed
yeah,
by 10
gonna,
seconds.
Yeah, we're going to get voiceover. Yeah, we're gonna take a page from Star Wars The Old Republic's book, fully voiced quests, all voiced by Play Havoc. Play Havoc, I'm going to need you to move into the back bedroom here and record a bunch of sound for free. There'll be kind of a buzz.
I'm still hearing a buzz. I wonder if our listeners are hearing a buzz.
I don't know if they're hearing a buzz or not.
It's not Google Buzz, because that's totally going down the tubes.
No, it's not. You're thinking of Google Wave.
Well, I am, but like they're Google Buzz is also not doing anything. Right? I should plug my friend's work at Google.
Yeah, that's weird. You should do that while I go get a beer.
Data Liberation Front. So I went to a wedding in Dallas this weekend, as some people who follow our Twitter might have noticed, as I was at the Texas State Fair. But one of my friends who was also attending the wedding that I had not seen for a while works at Google, and one of the things he does at Google is work for on this project called the Data Liberation Front, and their whole goal is to make all of your data, all of the data that you have on Google totally portable. An example that he was giving me was like, you know, I think Blogger or Blogspot or whatever is one of the... is like a Google thing now. It's powered by Google. But if you wanted to, say, like, move that to WordPress, it would be incredibly difficult to do that. But
what if you wanted the entire contents of your Gmail inbox posted to your live journal?
Yeah, that would be great. So his goal is to be able to, like, let you just hit a button, get a zip file or a tarball or whatever of your entire blog in a format that then WordPress could just like import all at once, and you could just suddenly be ported to a different service. And I was like, so your whole goal is to make products that let you stop using Google? He's like, yep. And I was like, and you're being paid by Google to do this? He's like, yep. And I was like, that's cool. So yeah, you should check him out on the internet.
A Naked Jew wrote into the Twitter, I sometimes feel like you guys avoid New York City now because I unnerve you with my memories of past radio shows. Sad face.
It's not that we avoid New York City, it's the fact that we live on the other side of the country.
I avoid it because was the experience of Mike Doty, it's an indelible reminder of the steel I lack. That is a fucking great lyric.
Yeah.
Man, Soul Coughing was good. We should hang out with Mike Doty.
I played
Frontalot's
some.
Like all buddies.
I played
him,
some Frontalot for my friend who works at Google on the deliberation front. And he's like, "Holy shit, he's got Doty singing with him." And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "You guys, you know this guy?" And I'm like, "Yeah." He was like super excited.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sure that Damien would be excited to know that people are excited about us knowing him because of the other people that he knows.
That's true.
It's not
who
shit,
you know.
You know. Superstar rapper MC Frontalot?
It's not who you know, it's who the people you know now.
Oh, right. That's what the social network
is all about. I guess now that I have a Facebook account, I can finally friend Felicia Day like she asked me to.
Like, hey, remember 2 years ago when you blew me off? I took it seriously. I've been masturbating to that memory every night since then. Oh, sorry, every morning. Deathless Assassin says, is the Spooky Forest bounty going to be adjusted now that it takes considerably fewer turns on average due to the fact that non-combats can be completely skipped there? It is now, and we'll put up a sign saying, thanks, Deathless Assassin, for reminding us to make the Spooky Forest bounty take 10 times as long.
Wow. Players are so helpful at screwing themselves over.
Mad Surgeon says, we've analyzed the sewer change in our labs and found it to be composed of 100% pure concentrated awesome. Keep up the good work. Also, as regards the tavern change, something like a lamp might be the key to keeping it both accessible and interesting. I don't have strong feelings on a zone laid out in squares versus a traditional zone, but Mafia's ability to fill in squares you've already visited alleviates a lot of frustration. I used to make my own map every time, if I recall. Yeah, the new version of the tavern, which is in testing on dev.
You know, instead of squares, you should change it to hexagons.
Hexes, yeah.
Yeah.
And instead of rats, there should be Shoggoths. Mm-hmm. And
we
instead
don't,
of playing KOL, you should go play Cthulhu Nation.
We don't do anything with a hex grid in the game, and that would actually be really funny.
It's hard
to
it's
draw?
Hard to do it in HTML.
I no, think. It's not.
It's not?
No. Just do an image map with a bunch of circles.
What?
Just do an image map with a bunch of circles.
Yeah, but building something in a hex grid, it's hard to... You have to break it into rectangles to render the graphics on... I mean, we could do some CSS... image bullshit that didn't work and have transparent hexagonal images that got placed at specific, like, store the coordinates for where every hex is. I mean, it'd just be a big pain in the ass.
Eh, it'd be fine. We could also just make different versions of it for every possible combination.
Every possible combination. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's how Civilization does it, I think.
Yeah.
Every possible world that's generated on the hex grid in Civilization
is just a
there's
GIF.
Just a bunch of GIFs.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why the installer is 30 terabytes.
No, but they're GIFs. They compress really well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Still 30 terabytes, though. There are trillions of them.
They just download them as needed from the server.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good, good. There. That's why... Yeah.
That's why your internet
to
bill...
To defray the bandwidth costs, Civilization V costs $400 million. This is a username says, can the awesome quest reminder on the sidebar for new accounts be made an option for older accounts once it works with most of the quests? Yeah, that's the point. That's the plan, rather. The trouble is I'm doing them in order, and
so
I
far
just
you're
got,
up to
I just got to level 3,
the Gourd.
Which required a tavern revamp.
Yeah.
So I got hung up. I didn't get hung up. I've been super fucking excited about work lately.
Good. You've been doing a good job.
I've been happy, and everybody else is happy.
I've been
happy because everybody else is happy.
I've been animating shit.
You have been. You've been doing some sweet, sweet animations. Dead Ned says, KOL got on XKCD's map of the internet, too. How does that make you feel? Makes me feel pretty sweet. Although, it makes the poster that Lycra got us...
Slightly
all
less.
All the less special.
Special.
We had an original map where he had penciled in, he'd drawn KOL as a little island on it.
And now we're just part of a bigger island.
Yeah.
I ordered one of the maps.
Oh, good. Neat. Are you going to frame it? Are you going to frame it at AA Ron Bros FRM Menji?
Think I would frame it.
Okay.
I would probably put it up in my office.
You just thumbtack it to the wall.
I don't know if I would thumbtack it.
Poster putty.
I might hot glue it. To the ceiling.
That's what grown-ups do. They hot glue things to the wall instead of, you know, I'm past the point where I just randomly thumbtack shit to the wall. I use hot glue or a nail gun. And all of the things that I put on my wall are squirrels. It's like the nail gun
that's,
is more satisfying, but the hot glue gun makes it last longer.
Oh yeah. Well, you could do both. You could hot glue them to the wall first and then nail them.
Right, nail them out of
from the other side of the room.
Oh man, yeah.
That's hard to do because you have to like hold down the safety with one hand and then fire with the other.
Yeah, you gotta operate the dead man switch.
The dead squirrel switch.
Betrayer says, having the tavern work like the Hidden City does would be awesome. Yeah, that's how the new one works, and people seem to be pretty happy with it. Also, optimizers maybe get a zero-turn tavern quest?
Zero?
Apparently, yeah.
That seems a little
I know.
Too strong.
That's it is. Well, you got to spend resources to do it.
Yeah.
Theoretically zero if you're using a bunch of free runaways, though.
That's true.
Which it currently is, kind of. I mean, there are a bunch of unskippable non-combats. Probably in practice it won't turn out to be like that.
Okay.
So, well, you know, you still need to look at it.
Yeah.
You need to stop playing Minecraft long enough to do your job.
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
I think I need to get fired And then...
So you'll work harder. Eric says, is smithing karma to ascension rewards a plan? What about karma plus familiar equipment? Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We've got plans. We've got ideas.
Cowman Bob says, in a perfect world, what comes first? Finishing the sea, new dungeon, PvP revamp, tavern revamp, level 11 quest adjustments, hidden city unlock change, cake-shaped arena change. A, cake-shaped arena change is something that a bunch of people are excited about, but none of them are me. So that's not even really... That is not really in the sort of mental
That's not in the
space.
Hopper.
Hidden City Unlock has already gotten some love. Because
with the forest.
Forest yeah. changed. Level 11 quest adjustments, whatever. The Tavern Revamp is coming out.
I mean, honestly, the level 11 yeah. quest adjustments would make sense to do when you got to level 11 in yeah. this whole process.
Yeah.
So, maybe that's...
Not really.
Kinda.
Not
maybe.
Really. I mean, that's not...
Because you're reevaluating the quests to some extent.
I guess, yeah.
So
yeah.
you might
Making
as well
easier.
Do that.
But I don't think there's any way to make the level 11 quest easier.
Well, I
right
mean,
now you got to go all over the place, all over everywhere.
Yeah,
you got to go all over everywhere, but it's all just like it's.
But
all
Rift came up with several different ways to allow you
to
at least
like,
optimize.
Yeah,
some
fuck
stuff.
Up and sequence break it. So I mean that like adding those tweaks would just make it
it's
a
not
lot
really sequence breaking.
It's totally
though.
Sequence breaking. Almost all of the tweaks are just sequence breaking.
I thought they were just things that allowed
that,
you. To...
I mean, there's no sequence. To begin with.
Yeah, yes, there are. There absolutely is.
No, that you have four different things you need to do at the same time.
No. You are literally what I am thinking of, the like meat pasting puzzle from Drops is literally just a sequence break. It's starting at phase five of a 5-step process.
No. It's some things that you can get that let you skip like a handful of non-combats.
You're still doing everything in the same sequence.
Yeah.
It's just the last one is easier.
Yeah, you can't just jump.
You're skipping a bunch of steps. It is a thing that allows you to skip a bunch of steps. It is by definition sequence breaking. Like
no.
okay, so right now the sequence
you couldn't do
right
that
now the
before...
sequence is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The new sequence is 1, 5. That's a fucking sequence break. That is what that is.
I mean, if you're just counting like 5 sequential non-combats, then sure. But that's not. I don't think that really means anything.
Anyway, Tavern Revamp is going to be the first thing.
And anyway, there is also a lot of other stuff in that
Fine.
Level 11 stuff.
Yeah. Moxious Mouse says, I would be interested to know if you've heard or tried out Fantasy University on Facebook. So, what are your thoughts? I signed up for the beta, but I don't know. They probably won't
when
let me
do they?
Because I said mean things about them.
Do you think they listen to this?
I doubt it. No, probably. They're figuring out better ways to rip us
off. Do you think that Riff
tweets,
is the one who's actually making the game?
Their tweets were about a wizard
I've been playing
who had a
Minecraft.
Badger in his beard. And then his second tweet was, oh, turns out it was a whole family of badgers. It's like, that's funny.
Why is that funny?
It's not.
Okay.
That was a sarcastic.
If the wizard had been fighting a skeleton in the tweet, would you have been excited?
I would have been excited. I'm always excited about things fighting skeletons.
Right, well, but you're also excited about wizards. So I thought maybe it would
oh, yeah.
be
like
double,
no,
double
wizards.
Exciting.
Weird.
You made a wizard's tower in Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Looks like an acorn. It's a wizard's acorn.
I made a giant tree.
I know.
The wizard's
acorn.
Your
giant tree was way better than my giant tree.
It's getting even bigger.
Filmmaster Plus says, when making stuff, what comes first, theme or mechanics? Please give examples, such as the slime tube, Uncle P's maps, the yearly item of the month, etc. The yearly item of the month is always mechanics first, because Josh is trying to come up with a new theme for the same mechanics. Items of the month, you know, tend to be... we think about them mechanically, but often we will... think of a mechanic, come up with a theme, and present the idea as the theme.
Huh.
I mean, I feel like the conversation that we had at dinner a couple days before October 1st was like, you know, something grisly, something that, like, did something with the corpses of your enemies, something...
Because we were thinking Halloween-y, we were talking about...
Yeah, just something scary, and then I was like, oh, wait, an organ grinder that grinds up the organs of your foes and bakes them into mincemeat pies!
Yeah.
And then we, you know,
From there, went forward.
It turned out to be okay. And like all items of the month, it's like, why didn't we think of that earlier? You know, why have we never had a familiar that gave you food as a core mechanic? And then he probably would have said, well, because the people who are... not in paths where they can eat would have complained about it, but then I thought, you know what, fuck it, if somebody doesn't complain about it, then that must mean that it's not there's no blood in anybody's veins to get stirred up by it,
So I'm even made into mince meat.
Terrible sentence.
Pie.
I mean, a terrible story.
Pie meat. Mince pie.
The eggplant wizard says, "Ah, fuck you, eggplant wizard."
Wait, what?
That fucking eggplant wizard, man. Did you ever play Kid Icarus?
Yeah.
The fucking eggplant wizard, the dick that turned you into an eggplant, and you were like, "Fuck!"
Kid Icarus was
trying to get
hard
killed.
As fuck.
Yeah, it was hard as fuck, and it was hard as fuck in large part due to the goddamn eggplant wizard. Anyway, let's see what brightness the eggplant wizard brings to our day. What would compel you to make a change to the lucre system? If you saw proof that it was turning people away from the game or preventing newer and in some cases veteran players from getting more involved in the competitive speed aspect of the game, would you feel that some sort of revamp was in order? I'm can't wait to see this proof. This proof is going to be at least one anecdote.
I mean, that is the plural of data.
I mean, if there was proof that something was fucked up with it, then we'd have to take it and all the rewards away from everyone that already has it. Because we couldn't just take it away so that no new players could get it.
Wait, is what they're saying it's too easy to get the tome? Is that that's what people are saying?
Yeah, they're complaining that it doesn't take long enough to get
the tome.
Yeah.
I see. Well, I mean, I guess we could raise the price. Sure.
Exactorate says, do you guys have plans to stop making this game even awesomer every 5 days? The recent shit you've done is fantastic. Not a question, just a thank you.
Wait, but that was a question.
No, I want to keep... Yeah, it was a question. No. Yes. Yes. We don't have plans to stop. We're going to keep making it awesomer every 5 days. What's on the agenda, says ZaruFan1, for the next planned revamp/redo/reawesomification? Fucking everything, that's what?
Tavern.
Jesus Christ.
Tavern.
Do you think that'll happen first?
That's going to happen next week.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. If you say so, buddy.
I mean, if it's an audience...
Scully's got some... some of it is waiting for Scully to do some writing, and he's busy with his folks a-visiting.
And hanging doors.
Believe me, I can understand wanting to take some time off work when Scully's mom is around.
Not if you're Scully. That's just gross.
I'm going to have a nice, relaxing weekend away from the office, I think. I'm going to go to
the
State
weekend
Fair
off
and see the B-52s.
Yeah.
And
that is a thing.
Maybe win a stuffed animal at a game of skill.
Do you think you'll give it to a girl?
I will probably give it to a girl if I win a stuffed animal. I hope I win a stuffed animal. If not, I will keep paying the Midway Barker until I win a stuffed animal, because I don't want to look like the kind of guy who won't get bilked out of a bunch of money out of some misguided sense of chivalry.
Did I ever tell you about going to... It wasn't, like, a state fair. It was just Atlantic City Midway. I went there with my girlfriend at the time, and we went to, like, one of those claw machines, or we saw one of those claw machines, and she's like, something you don't know about me is that I'm really good at the claw machines. I was like, what do you mean you're really good at claw machines? She's like, pick something from the claw machine that you want. And give me a quarter. And I was like, okay. So I, like, picked something out. And she's like, all right. She took my quarter and, like, first try, I grabbed it and got it. It's like, that's fucking scary. So, yeah, she's, like, really good at claw machines.
Did those skills extend into the bedroom?
Yeah, when we did have a claw machine in the bedroom, she was really good with it.
Hmm. Like mm-hmm. A claw machine full of ladies. You got to just pick which lady you wanted, and then she would claw that lady for you? No.
That scene from Toy Story with the claw machine was pretty funny.
F of X says, the animation on the Piano Cat and Dramatic Hedgehog are amazing and awesome. Awesome. Amazing.
Yeah, I was stressed out about those fucking things.
You always are. I'm always stressed out about drawing them, and you're always stressed out about animating them, and then when I do a shitty job of drawing some pieces of them, I'm less stressed out, and you're more stressed out, but you always manage to pull off something impressive.
I think I watched that video, like, 50 times.
I am so happy. I am so happy that the Piano Cat is playing the fucking song.
Yeah.
You don't even know how a piano works.
I can't read music.
You don't know how a piano works.
Yeah. I made 3 or 4 versions, and I was like, that's not the song. And then I had to go back and fix it and change it again. It's like, okay. Yep. And the hedgehog, that made me so angry.
It violated a lot of our sort of unspoken guidelines as familiars. Although,
God,
didn't I... The Cheshire Bat used to be just the head.
Yeah, but it wasn't... It's not a question of it of something being just a part of a thing. It is the act of zooming is something we do not do.
Yeah.
That is like...
We very much will not allow that in custom avatars.
Yeah.
We don't let anything...
I say that, and like people have occasionally, I think, done clever things that probably, like, you know...
We don't let things go out of frame. We don't let things move out of frame.
That's the key. And so zooming is one of those things where it's like, that doesn't make any sense. But you can cheat it a little bit by having sort of a border to it that sort of fades out instead of like a hard line.
Yeah.
Which is what I ended up doing, but it's still questionable. Yeah.
It's weird how many people are shitting on Lucre. You know, I feel like it kind of became just a part of the game, and then every once in a while there's somebody who's still real bilious about it.
Well, I mean, it is a major stumbling block to being able to compete in a speed extent.
Really.
It depends. I mean, depends on what you mean.
Kalimvor, I don't think, has been playing long enough to have Olfaction, and has done crazy super fast runs. I mean,
you don't have to have every
kind of
toy.
There's a certain kind of people who feel like they need to have it.
Sure.
And if you feel like you have to have everything that is optimal in order to compete at the speed game, Lucre is the least of your fucking problems.
I think
to get everything else takes way longer.
I think the thing is that
it's just not staring you in the face.
World of Warcraft, right? Like, people get geared up to go raiding or whatever, right? And they feel like they have to have a particular set of gear to be, like, raid optimal. And so they'll work really hard to get that, and then they can, like, start raiding and then getting the, like, you know, better gear or whatever.
We should, speaking of which, we should drink beers with Kalimvor if we go. If Kalimvor drinks and we go back to... when we go back to San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
We should also get beers with Stupak again.
Yeah.
And punch him in the dick. Or we could ask him to play Dick Punch, which is one of two games. No, I'm sorry, Punch Dick. Dick Punch is a different thing. That's when you make a bowl of punch and put your dick in it. And then when
the bottom?
Your lady friend at the movie theater reaches into your lap to grab a handful of punch, she gets your dick. Anyway, Punch Dick, the two different versions of Punch Dick. You say to someone, hey, do you want to play Punch Dick? And there's one version where you hand them $20 if they say yes, and there's another version where you punch them in the dick if they say yes. But you never tell them which version you're playing.
I'm guessing 95% of the time it's the one where you punch them in the dick.
You'd think, but no data has accumulated to support
that. I have a hypothesis.
One way or another. Well, because everybody always says no. Everybody always assumes that a game called Punch Dick is not a game they want to play. Come on, I didn't get a single chuckle out of the bowl of punch in your lap.
I thought it was pretty
and
funny.
When your date reaches over to grab a handful of punch.
Yeah.
Come on. That's funny because you don't drink punch that way. And they don't sell bowls of punch at the movie theater. Come on. Like, there are so many reasons that was funny.
There are so many ways in which that doesn't map with reality that it's got to be hilarious.
It's completely flat. Like, I bet some of the listeners were laughing when I said that.
Yeah.
Riff, you don't understand that when you stop paying attention and laughing at my jokes, all of my enthusiasm, you're the wind beneath my wings.
I'm your Ed McMahon.
Yes.
Okay.
No, you're my Ed McBeck, actually. Could you fix me like a...
Who are these people who are trying to friend me on Facebook?
Is one of them Ed DeBevick? Because his restaurants are really delicious.
No, I just don't even know these restaurants
like
are delicious.
Ed DeBevick's is like a local Phoenix chain that went out of business like 10 years ago, so no one understands that.
I really only have the barest inkling of who that is.
Ruth's Chris.
What?
Yeah. That guy, Ruth's Chris.
Doesn't he have like
a chain of steakhouses?
Steakhouse?
I think it's not actually a guy named Ruth apostrophe S Chris. That'd be a cruel joke to play on your kid. give him a name with an apostrophe.
Drop
and, oh, we're
table.
Klingon. You know, we converted. We're Klingon by marriage. Yeah. You're really only Klingon if your mother's Klingon. Is your mother's vagina a Klingon? I wish I knew how to say anything in Klingon so that I could pretend that one of the words in that sentence was in Klingon.
Wish that I could say anything in Klingon.
You don't? Yeah, I don't either, really. Lots of Phil says, say I want to buff my main stat using the Tea Party. If I am a Moxie class, I buy a snorkel and can do this on turn zero. If I am a Mist class, I sewer for a ravioli hat and can do this on turn zero. If I am a Muscle class, I have to go get an eye patch or a lich face, clown wig, bum cheek, which are in places I don't want to go. Any chance that a more readily available 8-character hat shows up? Did we think about that at all? Or did we deliberately do that without thinking about it at all?
I spent some time thinking about specific slots.
We looked at data, though, right? Like, we looked at the distribution.
Yeah, we took the distribution,
and then I looked at
specific ones. Yeah.
Really? Did you? I mean, did you? Yeah. So, did you ever consider,
like, the pale was very specific?
Yeah,
for example,
because it's way out of your way, and we wanted to make it good, right? Like,
well, and it was
also the shortest. It's the only thing.
Okay, so anything that only had a couple of hats, I looked at what the hats were, and was like, okay. Where do these draw? Like, are these low-level things? Like a lot of them were just scattered all over the place,
right,
and stuff like that. So, like, I mean, there were a bunch of specific things that I looked at, and, you know, like, not everything mapped perfectly. But I spent a lot of time building that chart.
God, and you know,
and there are effects for hats. I mean, people have seen them, whatever, because of the
fucking
hookah.
Fucking Scully. Like,
what?
Yeah, there are effects for hats that don't exist.
Yeah.
Like, maybe one day we'll make a hat with that many letters. Fucking Scully. It is.
Oh, to spin theme everything.
It is spooky how fast he can come up with that
That's a ridiculous amount of content.
Quality content.
Yeah.
It's quality. It is quality. It's not just content, hot stuff. It is quality.
I don't know. Is it?
It is quality.
It could be,
content
it could be a beard full of badgers.
Badgers for badgers' sake. Betrayer says, what is KOL page update anytime soon? Get rid of the open beta tag at least. It's been a long time since a bigger bug finder blade had to be handed out.
That's not true.
Yeah.
We handed one out just yesterday.
Yeah, for a guy who found a big bug. It was for a guy.
Yeah, it was a cockroach.
It was his girlfriend.
It was at the data center. It was a. Yeah.
I bet there are no cockroaches at the data center.
I would be surprised.
I gotta go to the data center and I gotta pull some memory out of some dead machines in the bub's ass and put some memory in dev so that our Minecraft server runs more reliably. No, so that Geff stops complaining about memory running out on dev all the time. It's putting a lot of unnecessary strain on the hard drive of dev, which...
Not, you know, because it's like having to swap...
You know, dev gets so much less hammered
traffic
on than the web servers. But
sure,
they're all dying, you know, so maybe dev has got another year in it. Man, do I not want to spend the money on a bunch of new fucking web servers.
Yeah.
Ugh.
How long will they last?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, sometimes a computer will just last forever, right? I mean, none of the machines that we're still using...
I think that you do not have any data to support that hypothesis.
But there are 3-year-old computers that are already broken, and there are 20-year-old computers that are still working just fine, right? I mean,
can you name a single 20-year-old computer that's still working just fine?
I guess not.
Right. That was my question.
Okay, but never mind.
I'm just like there is clearly a lifespan.
I'm gonna put a new title on your list of titles, and one of them is gonna be Official Parade Rainer.
Did you see my title in Facebook?
You know, because
Facebook?
When you figuratively shit on someone's candle.
Yeah.
No, the reason you're the official candle shitter is because you were in a frat and you had to do that thing where you swam across a lake with a lit candle up your ass without the candle going out.
That seems really hard. Did you see my title?
No.
I was vice president of fake titles.
Vice president of fake titles.
Yeah.
I think I'm owner/founder because I am a literal-minded douche.
Yeah.
I am literally a literal-minded douche.
I try to come up with a different fake title for every time I am forced to put a title in for something.
Not Jim says, we should spend like the last 3 minutes of the show, because we're going to be 2 minutes over time.
Okay.
Just finishing the questions in this forum thread, at least.
All right.
I'd like to ask a question about the wolf mask, says Not Jim. Ever since I've been playing the game from the beginning of 06, I noticed the intrinsic on the wolf mask, Complete Delusion, has given +4 muscle and +5 moxie. Shouldn't it have all this time given -5 moxie instead of +5 in line with the you're just a huge dork message? That's probably true.
I thought it was minus moxie.
Yeah, I don't know. Two and a half questions, says Chilled, since I forget all the game-relevant stuff I wanted to ask. One, you guys love zero punctuation, but have any of you read, seen anything that Yahtzee did before it? I've been a fan of his writing for years, and he's made a ton of point-and-click adventure games that are at turns hilarious and genuinely scary. And he points to fullyremblematic.com. I have played all of the Trilby games.
Yeah, the Chizo series. They're pretty good.
Yeah. Riff, have you finished reading the Inquisitor source book? You like? I tried organizing an Inquisitor campaign with 40k scale miniatures where I am, but couldn't get my gaming group to give two shits.
I read most of it. It, you know, it seemed pretty cool.
Two and a half. Hot Stuff has not banged the Whole Foods beer girl, so I won't ask.
Yeah.
Natnit says, I'm thinking about playing the Fallout 3 Game of the Year edition, and I want to have fun with it. I tried Fallout 1 and 2, but they didn't really appeal to me. I really wanted to like Fallout 1 and 2, but could never get into them because I found the combat really tedious and boring. Having never played Fallout 3 before, I started a game about a year ago, planning to min-max to 100% and gave up after the tutorial sequence. Min-max to 100%.
I don't know.
You've talked about Fallout 3 on previous radio shows, and you've played through it a couple times. I want to give it an honest shot because the story and atmosphere look appealing. What rough character type did you run through the game? What difficulty? Did you use VATS a lot? Did you play through level 30 on the DLC? Did you get that perk that showed the whole map, or did that ruin the exploration aspect of the game? I played to level 30 before any of the DLC on my original playthrough because I just did a lot of side stuff and I did a lot of exploring.
I thought it capped at 20.
Oh, maybe I did. I'm sorry. Yes, I played to level 20.
Yeah.
I did take the Explorer perk, and it didn't ruin the exploration aspect, because you still had to go discover this stuff. It doesn't tell you what the points of interest are.
Just that they exist.
Yeah, it might tell you the name of them, but that doesn't always...
That's kind of telling you what they are.
No, it's not, though. It doesn't tell you if it's a giant city. Like,
sure.
You know, this thing might be a giant city full of slavers, or it might be a single picnic table.
But if I point to you and I say that's Zach Johnson, I'm kind of telling you who you are, even if you might be a giant douchebag or you might be a friendly guy.
What rough character type? Intelligence. Focus on hacking and lock picking to begin with, because you get a lot of experience and you unlock a lot of additional content that way.
What about conversations crank, and stuff?
Get conversation to the point where you get like a 25% chance of succeeding conversation checks, and then just save scum. I know, man, but you have to.
Wow.
You have to, because you just miss stuff otherwise. It's terrible. That's terrible.
But it is.
I think it is the fault of the design, because even me, who I find that terrible, I can't not do it.
Sure.
In that game. Basically, if you play to level 30, you can max out almost every skill, so it's not that big of a deal. You know, the first time I played, I did a lot of big guns because I wanted to use that big garbage shooting machine, but the second time I played through, I sort of ignored big guns completely. Just did a lot of small guns.
Yeah,
and,
small guns. Lincoln's repeater is where it's at.
Later on. The ammo for Lincoln's repeater is kind of precious.
It could be worse.
Eventually, when you get into the DLC, you get that ammo press, and you can convert other ammo into ammo for Lincoln's repeater, and then that's awesome. VATS, like, I never didn't use VATS.
Yeah.
VATS is the way to play that game.
I played with stealth out the ass and anything that let me snipe better.
To be honest, like, watching you play through VATS made me not want to play the game. Like, I've not played it, so I have no first-hand experience, but VATS to me was like, oh, well, this turns it into a...
an RPG.
Final Fantasy-style game, which I hate. I hate the combat. I hate, like, turn-based decision combat.
Ken, what do you do for
Living? Wow, really?
Yeah, I hate it. Yeah, I like arcade-style combat. Like, Zelda is great.
Yeah, sure.
That's funny. I would have thought tactical combat like that would be right up your alley.
No, anything that requires that and grinding, I hate.
It doesn't require grinding. Fallout does not require any grinding.
Okay, but you were constantly fighting stuff you didn't want to fight. Constantly.
What are you talking about?
Moving from any place to any other place, you were attacked by like all kinds of shit in the landscape
like
and
dogs and stuff.
Yeah. I watched you for like a half hour and you fought like a dozen things that you didn't really want to fight.
How do you know I didn't want to fight them?
Because they would attack you. You didn't attack them.
But that's part of the game, is getting attacked by shit.
Okay. That's the thing. Like,
I mean, you can convince me that I didn't like it, but it won't be a real thing. I mean, like...
you did not initiate combat with almost all of those things. They were just wandering monsters out in the desert and
But that is a tiny. The wandering out in the desert is a tiny portion of it. You might have seen a lot of it in the
okay.
The part of it that you watched me play might have been stacked towards that. But like to me, the game is exploring, looking in boxes to see what's in them.
Right. You yeah. will look at like the fact that there is stuff in boxes. If it were just on the floor in a pile, would like I don't know why cognitively that is so exciting to you. Like.
Well, it's like Christmas.
The better thing would be if you killed a skeleton and it dropped a box.
Right.
And then you looked in the box.
Here's a question. In Minecraft, when you are wandering around gathering resources, does the fact that you like see it out in the world, is that less exciting for you than if it were just a box and you were like, ooh, I wonder what's in that box? Like,
that
is it
not,
super
that
exciting?
That is not what is exciting to me.
Is it super exciting for you to like find a
dungeon? It is super exciting to find a chest in the world. It is super exciting.
Okay. Huh.
It's kind of exciting to me to be wandering around to the shit that you guys built and see a chest, because I'm like, ooh, I wonder what hot stuff put in his chest. And I'll look, oh, cool. 5 billion
Six
rocks.
Pig saddles. I've got so many pig saddles now, man. It's not even funny.
Are you the super pig king?
Apparently.
Super pig king.
Yeah.
Ugh, man. All right, we're almost done here.
We're way over 2 minutes over.
We are. No, not reading, no. Sleepy Worm says, do the Facebook rollout with a world event. Blister Guy says, moving to Facebook is most definitely a thing that can happen. Challenge Games created a Facebook version of their game, Warstorm, were then bought out by Zynga and the .com version.
Yeah, there's
of
no
game
way we're going to let Zynga buy us.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Blister Guy, if you thought you had to tell us not to get bought by Zynga. You're smoking some cookie crack.
Cookie crack?
Yeah. Betrayer writes, perhaps people shouldn't be allowed into chat from Facebook. I had suggested, when we were talking about this, marking accounts that are created within Facebook and putting them in a different version of the chat.
Yeah.
Oh man, speaking of which, I gotta fucking plug a Grease Monkey script. I have been using that active chat, which is like, it is sort of skeletally based on C.D. Moyer's tab chat interface that he did, but Jesus Christ, there is nearly not enough room in the office for the boner that I have for that chat interface.
It's true, it's really kind of horrible.
I can barely move.
Yeah.
And also, our office
do,
is
like,
really
stop
tiny.
Touching my dick, you fag. It's okay if you touch it when I don't have a boner, but if you touch it when I have a boner, that's gay. Well, no, like when you go to the doctor and he touches your dick, that's not gay.
That's why I go to female doctors.
Oh, well, so it's gay when you do it.
I don't go to the doctor and touch their dicks. I don't know what you're talking about. That's also why I go to female doctors.
What game was this that they were talking about? I don't even know.
I mean, they mentioned it.
Yeah.
And then I forgot. I had never heard of it before.
Minty Giant says, fuck Facebook, it's the new MySpace. By the time a Facebook app is developed, it'll be marginal to whatever new social interaction network pops up. Ooh, we should make it a Twitter game.
Fuck Face the Sick Book?
Yeah. Facebook is the new makeout club. Yeah, Facebook is better than MySpace.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, but MySpace I would never have ever agreed to make an account on. Facebook at
oh,
least.
FYI, Stubuck says, Kellenbord does have olfaction. I feel like he had not, I don't think he had been playing for long enough to have olfaction when we met him, and he was, like, that weekend doing some crazy stunt. I don't know, maybe
there are definitely people who have done cool things pre-olfaction, but it is really kind of necessary. It shaves off a tremendous number of turns if you're trying to do speed stuff.
Sure, but it's not necessary. I mean, there are a lot of
what you mean by necessary.
Leaderboards that you can hit without olfaction.
It really depends on what you mean by necessary.
I know, but if your definition of necessary makes it necessary, there are so many other things that are also necessary that take way fucking longer to get than olfaction.
Are you talking about, like, old Mr. Store stuff?
No, I guess, and also perming every fucking skill.
But you don't have to perm every skill. There are, like, a core set of, like, 30 or 40 skills that beyond that, then you're saving off like a turn or a fractional turn.
Like, but I feel like if you have to have olfaction, you have to have everything that can shave off any turns at all. Are there some weird value crunching?
It's a question of degree, though. If something can shave off 20 turns or 40 turns...
Like degree antiperspirant?
Yes.
I only use
if something can shave off 20 or 40 turns, let's say, then something that can shave off a single turn or two turns is way, way less important, you know?
Well, what do you think? Do we get rid of olfaction?
No. I mean, we had talked about some possible ways of changing that up a little bit, and I think maybe we'll...
Had we?
Yes.
I don't remember that. If you're talking about this, selling it in 5 different chapters, that's bullshit and I hate it.
No, I wasn't talking about selling it in 5 different chapters. That was a long time ago. I was talking about recently.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that at all.
Yep.
Well, you'll have to tell me about that after we're on the radio no more, which is going to be
right now. Yeah.
I need to find a song, though.
I hope
we'll go out on Alice's Restaurant. Nolan, say then we'll mind waiting 18 minutes for...
I hope that this actually recorded and there's enough hard drive space on your laptop.
Yeah, it is. I finally did. I deleted some porn. Because I don't need it anymore. It's free on the fucking iPhone.
Except for you pay, like, money every month for the iPhone.
Yeah, I pay, like, $100 a month.
For porn.
But, you know, it's $100 a month for all of the entertainment that anyone could ever need.
I feel like the iPhone is expensive, but I do not regret it even a tiny little bit.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Have a great weekend, everybody.